Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
Shasta Regional Medical Center Foundation's annual Turkey Trot is coming. Trot on down to Shasta Regional Medical Center to register, or visit ShastaRegional.com and register online. There's the Diesel Horse Dash for the Little Gobblers, the 2-mile walk fun run for the entire family, and this year's timed race will be a rerouted 4.49 miles due to the trail damage from the car fire. Register by November 16th. Join the largest community run and walk Thanksgiving morning, the Shasta Regional Medical Center Foundation Turkey Trot. A portion of this year's event will benefit Sacramento River Trail fire restoration projects.
Jack Prather, the political cowboy, is coming to Reading Civic Auditorium January 12th for the Star Spangled Banter Comedy Tour.
Let's talk about these protesting college kids. What are you protesting? The American political process? The Electoral College? The Constitution? No. You just didn't get your way. Get back into Starbucks and yell about your latte order getting messed up.
See Chad Prather at Reading Civic Auditorium January 12th. Tickets start at $29. Get yours at ReadingCivic.com or by calling 530-229-0022.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Let's get right to it. It's pipe bomb time. The stories from this past week, the big stories, the charts for the week of October 22nd to the 26th on the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Rich McFadden and Jennifer Horn. Jennifer from the DJV program, and Rich from points north, south, east, and west. He knows as much as there is to know, and will tell you that anytime you ask him. Richie, how smart are you?
Not very. Smart. Depends on the topic.
No. Aw, don't say that.
I have my moments. No.
Yes, you do. All right, let's go through the top 10 stories. I'm going to go through the list. Don't stop me, because that's where we get into trouble.
Exactly.
At number 10. The Red Sox are going to win the World Series.
Oh, number nine. You know what? I am stopping you. I was just looking for
Jennifer's from Los Angeles. I'm from Boston. At least the Dodgers don't suck like the Yankees do. Next, the diagnosis of Sandra Day O'Connor having dementia. It was number nine. Number eight, the United States threatens the INF treaty. Number seven, the Mega Millions jackpot. Number six, gender definition. Huh? What, because of the bathroom stuff? Yeah, all right, I guess. Khashoggi murder aftermath. Number five, financial markets and what's going on in the housing industry. Look out for that one. Number four, that migrant caravan. Number three, midterm elections. Number two, and the mail bombs. Number one. Somewhere in there is Megyn Kelly, I think, probably.
Number seven.
A survey extra.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, right, the survey. Well, at this point, her career is over, and I think that maybe the whole business
so
leading
silly.
Up to it. Yeah.
Can we start there?
Yeah.
You want to start there?
Yeah, go ahead. Because I'm behind on this story, and I know that she basically got fired because she defended blackface on her show.
You know, she didn't even defend it.
But that's what I want to know. Because I want to go watch the segment, and I want to see what all the hype is about.
It was so innocent. It, like, fell out of her mouth. And I'll tell you where I think she got into trouble. And our friend Kara was kind of pointed this out to me. But she said they were talking about the Real Housewives of New York, and they were talking about a woman on that show who dressed up as Diana Ross. And as part of her costume, she darkened her face, like, with bronzer and highlighter. And so they were talking about this, an all-white panel. I think Melissa Rivers was there, a few other people on the panel. What's her name? Even the president's daughter, I think, was there. Jenna Bush, maybe, was on the panel. And so Megan said, I don't understand when that became bad. She said, when I was a kid, as long as you weren't making fun of someone, it was part of the costume, sort of. And it fell out of her mouth. It was innocent. And I think what I think what got her in trouble is she said, when I was a kid, it was okay. And somehow that seemed to be that she lacked understanding of minstrel shows and Amos and Andy and all of the terrible stuff that I think a lot of us understand, but still go, gosh, at Halloween, everybody's getting like, if you're not making fun of somebody, if you're actually putting on a costume and you're admiring Diana Ross, isn't it worse to, like, to make a white version of Diana Ross?
So let's deal with the reality.
She seems so silly.
The reality is that she never belonged at NBC. She wasn't liked at NBC, and they've been gunning for her like they're looking for OJ. Let's hang her up.
An exit check for $69 million.
Yeah. See you later.
Congratulations, Megyn Kelly. You hit the jackpot.
Look, it wasn't the smartest, most sensitive thing to say, but I think we can use these opportunities as, like, teachable moments. Instead of slapping someone down, have a national discussion about why what she said was insulting to some people. We miss these moments where just we slap people like they're six-year-old children instead of just having an adult conversation and talking through our misunderstandings about people.
There's a hello here.
And I'm no fan of hers. I'm not defending her, but it's,
no, you don't have to defend her. I'm not either,
silly.
But I think that she got wrapped up in something. She got too big for her britches, and folks at CAA got her a good job and a good paycheck, so now she should enjoy it and go start a business of her own someplace.
That's kind of what I'm confused about. When did we go to this this thing where whenever you get fired from a job, you walk away with just buttloads of money?
I know.
The guy from Google this week got fired. He got like $90 million.
Fire me.
Fired, he gets $69 million. Doug, fire me, please.
Mm-hmm.
I need the check.
Yeah, I know.
It's true.
So you have a hard time getting that kind of dough out of me, Richie.
You'll owe me.
Yeah, right. I'm taking an IOU.
Right. I'm
if
good
you
with
will.
That.
Yeah. All right. So speaking of money. Number seven, the Mega Millions jackpot, $1.6 billion. And the winner, I've not seen an identity on this winner, came from South Carolina.
And you won't.
Good.
Who in their right mind would give up their name when they walk into $1 billion? Yeah.
Yeah, good.
You have
that's
everybody
smart.
Knocking on your door.
There were a number of winners of $1 million around the country. One of them was here in Massachusetts, a woman who was a nurse that she went into a convenience store. She and her husband, just a lark, they got a quick pick. And they actually got five of them. And so she went home and they put it on the kitchen counter and forgot about it. And then for some reason or other, her husband looked at it on the night of the drawing. And he said, look at the first number. They had all the numbers, but they weren't in the right order. See, I learned something this week. I didn't know you could win if you had all the numbers, even if they aren't in the right order. I didn't know that.
Yes.
I may have won, I could have won $15, $20 million myself, Richie, over the years.
You've probably thrown away winning tickets during your lifetime.
Probably have.
Your whole life could be different.
Yes.
And you've missed the opportunity. Did you hear about the elderly gentleman that went out to buy a ticket, fell down on his way to the store, broke his hip, went to the hospital, the nurses and the surgery felt sorry for him. The hospital ward had all chipped in and bought, whatever, a couple hundred dollars worth of tickets. They said, you can come in on our ticket, and they won.
Mm-hmm.
100 people combined for $1 million, and this guy won it.
Good.
He's part of it, part of the winning
thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of great stories, even though there's some tragic stories. People lose it when they get that much money. They don't know what to do, and they go bananas if they're not very sophisticated. But there are a number of people who have been fairly sophisticated, took that money, invested it well, and will live, and their families beyond this family will live well forever. And so there are good stories and bad stories to this, under the circumstances, though. The smart thing is you win this kind of dough, you don't tell anybody. You just keep, just
show up for work the next day.
Hire your own plane quietly and take a trip somewhere.
Right.
Now, by the way, the Powerball jackpot is like $700 million. There's nothing to sneeze at. What I found out this week, and I didn't know this either, is that the people that run these jackpots, run these lotteries, have fiddled with the mechanisms to make it more difficult to win. So that's why these numbers keep going up. It's more promotion. They're pretty smart. Yeah. More promotion for them. More people buying tickets. More money for them to waste in the public sector. It's great, isn't it? So Meanwhile, back at the ranch.
I always think of Rich. I always think of you, Rich. When the jackpot's $1.6 billion, I go, I got to go get a ticket. And I always think of your voice saying, why waste your money on a ticket for that when you could buy one with much better odds for $7 million when nobody's
right.
won it?
Well, yeah. I mean, so you got the Powerball and the Mega Millions, right? So let's say the Mega Millions is up to $1 billion and the Powerball's like at a paltry $200 million. I'd buy the $200 million.
Well, there are all these state games, too. Like Massachusetts has cash and... And there's a bunch of different ways you can make $200,000-$300,000 every day.
But you know what they say?
No, Rich, what do they say?
Your investment counselor, okay, will come up to you and they will say, you know that $5 you put every week in the lotto for since you were 25 years old?
Yeah.
Had you put that into your 401k or an IRA over the course of your life, it would have turned into $1 million.
And right now,
if you do
$5
a week. Into an IRA for 30 years, you got $1 million. You hit the lottery.
And then you take that $1 million and invest in cannabis stock, and it will be...
Roll the dice, baby.
You know that one company in Canada that went public this summer, the stock went out at $17. If you put $1,000 into that right now, today, it's worth $700,000 only 5 months after the stock went public.
Yeah, when Canada legalized this week, they sold out of pot. Who knew?
A?
I thought they were all like straight laced.
Their A's are going to be due
right.
now.
A is right. A, it's 16 yeah, after.
Country.
The benefits of using Calitrin to lose weight. Everybody does it from time to time. Some people decide they want to go on a diet. Some people decide they want to go on a program. And they buy stuff, spend a lot of money, and they take off the pounds. And then when they're done with the program, the weight comes back on again because you still like to eat ice cream and cake or whatever it is that put it the pounds there in the first place. So if you get onto the Calitrin program, this is a 30-year success story. A lot of people have not heard about it. They came to me and said, will you talk about this on the air? I said, sure, because it fills the standard of the things that I want to be able to talk about with integrity. And this being an all-natural way of losing weight, I was right there, man. The collagen, which is the protein in your body that helps keep you and your muscles the way they're supposed to be working. Great deal on a great product that works super well to keep the weight off once you lose it. Taking collagen through Calitrin helps stimulate your body to produce more. That's what you want. Go to toploss.com. Toploss.com, code DJV for 10% off. Are you tossing and turning every night, counting sheep? Gets a bit old, doesn't it? I've been there, done that. But now, with my pillow, those restless nights are long gone. I wake up feeling more refreshed than ever before. So why don't you do what I've done? Ditch those lumpy pillows. You deserve the best. Let MyPillow provide you with the comfortable night's sleep that you've been missing. Made right here in America, 100% machine washable and dryable. Unlike those other pillows, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and 60-day guarantee. What do you got to lose other than a sore neck and a bad night's rest? One click away from a great night's sleep. Go to MyPillow.com and use the discount code DJV. Buy one MyPillow. Get the second one free. It doesn't make any difference. Any MyPillow, get the second one free. That's right, two MyPillows for the price of one. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. That's the code DJV at MyPillow.com.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Are you tossing and turning every night, counting sheep? Gets a bit old, doesn't it? I've been there, done that, but now with my pillow, those restless nights are long gone. I wake up feeling more refreshed than ever before. So why don't you do what I've done? Ditch those lumpy pillows. You deserve the best. Let my pillow provide you with the comfortable night's sleep that you've been missing. Made right here in America, 100% machine washable and dryable. Unlike those other pillows, my pillow comes with a 10-year warranty and 60-day guarantee. What do you got to lose other than a sore neck and a bad night's rest? one click away from a great night's sleep. Go to MyPillow.com and use the discount code DJV. Buy one MyPillow, get the second one free. It doesn't make any difference. Any MyPillow, get the second one free. That's right, two MyPillows for the price of one. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV. That's the code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Light Church in Bella Vista. Are you aware there are at least 7 million people in California who call themselves Christians? And of them, less than 15% will vote this coming election. If we are to survive the continuing moral decay of our California political leaders, every Christian must stand up, be counted, and vote. In order to return to godly moral values, Christians must vote according to the principles of the Bible. Regardless of your political party, please vote for candidates who believe in and live the values taught in the Word of God. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
This is Carl Bott, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting, and Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in their wood, moisture in their stucco would be a couple things to look for. And then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Market Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, that estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown. Talk Radio Countdown, the review of the big hits from the News Talk Radio world this week. Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen here, putting it together. Just the two of us, Richie. I want to go through the people list right now, and maybe we'll take a shot at some of these people, talking about them. Sandra Day O'Connor and her dementia diagnosis. She's in the number 10 slot. Megyn Kelly, number 9. The fellow who's the son of Jamal Khashoggi is at number 8. And Mohammed bin Salman is number 7. He's the crown prince. Keith Ellison is 6. Ted Cruz, you're always losing when you vote for cruising. He's running against a guy named Beto O'Rourke. I don't know much about him, but those two are tied in number 5 position. Robert De Niro is in 4. Joe Biden, 3. Recipients of the mail. The Clintons and the Obamas are number 2, and Donald Trump's number 1. So these bombs, or whatever they are, the mail bomb, that's bombs. Number
yeah.
1, the pipe. Are they pipe bombs, or are they just box bombs?
Yeah.
Whatever they are. They are pipe bombs?
Mm-hmm.
Some guy sent one of them without enough postage, and it went back to him, whoever. Did you see that, the return to sender bomb?
Well, that should make things easy.
I don't know. I'm not taking this seriously, frankly. I'm not at all. I think this is a... There's something about this thing that makes it seem so silly.
Let me tell you what it is, okay? By the way, all the return addresses on them were Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
I know, yeah.
So they would have gone back to her. You've got 9 pipe bombs. None of them went off.
Mm-hmm.
They were all sent to Trump's critics, progressive people. This is a stunt, whether it's by and it's working. I think it's the Russians. I think it's the Russians playing their games again. Yeah. Trying to divide us from within.
Yeah.
And it's working because look at this week. You've got the right saying that the left is doing it as a political stunt, and you've got the left saying it's all Trump and his wacky followers that are doing it, and it's working. So I think it's the Russians sitting up in the bleachers with their popcorn going, look, we did it again. We're such suckers. People, take the hook out of your mouth. We are being played. You are being played. Don't let them win. As my friend Gordon Liddy used to say, suckers.
The news media makes us all suckers, or maybe they're the suckers themselves.
Well, they get played.
Played. Yeah. Well, that's good for ratings. It's good for them in a manner of speaking. Speaking of good for ratings, when we next meet next weekend, it'll be the weekend before the midterm elections. So there's a week and a few days before the situation gets, I guess it's tense now with some people. I'm looking at being able to walk up and down the street without seeing signs everywhere. You can't watch TV, the political ads everywhere on the radio, television. I said this, I think earlier, Richie, $938 million spent on advertising in just 4 of these congressional races. You know how much money is being spent on advertising? Great for the radio business.
Sure.
Super good for the radio business. Local radio loves this sort of thing. But at what point, I mean, look at some of these neighborhoods where the signs are up all over the place already. I guess it's great sport to a point, but it's becoming
I was talking to a host, another host here at Radio America, Jack Berkman. He's a lobbyist, a registered lobbyist, and has lots of lobbyist clients, some of the biggest, you know, defense contractors in the world. And so he does a talk show, and his perspective is kind of like, you know, from the K Street perspective. And he was just talking about the amount of money that goes into elections. When you get your congressional elections, it's $2 to $20 million. Your Senate elections, it's usually like $5 to $30 million. Presidential elections up to $1 billion nowadays. Yeah. And where all the money comes from. It's just nuts, the money that gets rotated out there and floated out.
Nuts, nuts, nuts. Coming up, some of the important races to sort of focus on as we continue on the Talk Radio Review. Doug and Rich at 28 past the hour.
What's on your mind right now? Is it, do I really want this donut? Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin too. Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body, specifically your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Galatran, we believe there is no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Calitrin. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Calitrin proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com. Or call us at 1-833-TOP-LOSS. After all, your body loves you, so love it back.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I spent years studying how to make this the best. I didn't make this because I wanted to make a company. Other companies are starting to catch on to this, and I buy every single other product that comes out so I can look at it and see it and test it. And I fear that people will buy some counterfeit and take it for a couple of months and go, oh, it's a bunch of crap. Doesn't work. Don't be fooled. This is the real stuff. We have absolutely the best process. And I can say that because we purchase every single one and check them out.
I took everything that was on the market. Nothing ever worked. And this is the first thing that's really worked.
Nothing can compare with the benefits of Balance of Nature.
For a limited time, use discount code DJV to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code DJV.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick. In my other life, I'm the marketing director for Redding Kia.
It's Customer Appreciation Month. You can own a 2018 Kia Rio ID 074062 for $229 per month and zero down.
Oh, my goodness. Own a new 2018 Kia Forte ID 281123. $256 per month, zero down. Interest rates going up, but not at Redding Kia.
It's 0% financing for 66 months on all new 2018 Kia Fortes, Kia Optimas, Kia Niros, and Kia Stingers. Customer Appreciation Month ends 10/31/2018.
Kia Rio, MSRP 15960 minus 1000. Kia Customer Cash, 84 months at 4.19 APR. Kia Forte, MSRP 18902 minus 2250. Kia Customer Cash, 84 months at 4.19 APR.
0% for 66 months is $15.15 per 1000 financed on approval of credit, plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, any electronic filing charge, any emission testing charge, subject to prior sale.
Redding Kia, RedingKia.com.
What does it take to be called the best of the North State? More importantly, what does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes business ownership, management, and staff that work together to let their customers know that they're not just customers, they're family. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition Center has held to that commitment. Their commitment to bring to you the best possible products at the lowest possible prices. To never buy closeouts, overstocks, outdated, improperly formulated, or otherwise stressed merchandise. To provide you with a trained professional staff to help you make the right product decisions for the health of you and your family. To listen, to respond, and to always say thank you. Because we realize that we're all in this together. What does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes you. Thank you from everyone at Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 after the hour now, the Talk Radio Review. A weekly review, overview, if you will, of what's going on in the world of news talk radio. According to the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com has the stories listed, has the people on the list that have been most discussed this week. And one of them is Mad Dog Mattis.
What's Mad Dog?
You know about him, Richie?
Yeah.
Why do they call him Mad Dog?
That was his name when he was, I guess, in battle. He got known as Mad Dog.
Defense Secretary Mattis signing an order to send 800 military personnel to the border because the troops are needed to keep out these migrants. This is the silliest thing. And what I found out this week really sort of disturbed me with regard to how people use asylum. These people, by the way, if you haven't heard the background to this, they are seeking political asylum in the United States. It's not just a mad rush for the border. It's we want asylum. We have been injured. We have been hurt. We live in a country, Guatemala, that's falling apart. We are in danger. Our lives are at risk. And apparently that's what you need to say and or prove in order to get asylum. So not only it was four thousand at first, now it's like almost 10,000 walking 4 or 5 miles a day. They're 150 miles into Mexico, I think, at this point. This is the craziest thing. Not the craziest thing. That would be an exaggeration.
It's an invasion.
It's the craziest thing ever.
It's an invasion.
But yeah, and we just sit here and watch it like ants coming out of
right.
an anthill. So what do you do? Now, you mean to tell me that anybody, instead of sneaking across the border, all they have to do is go up to a Border Patrol agent and say, I would like asylum in the United States of America?
Yes.
That's it. That's it. Right? Remember that scene in The Hunt for Red October? You and I love that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Where after Basili has given him a ping or two, and they actually get on Scott Glenn is the captain of the American submarine, and he and Alec Baldwin's character get on the submarine, the Red October, and Sean Connery is the captain of the ship, played fabulously. It was a great movie, great, great movie. And so when they're all done with their talking, the captain, the Russian ship, walks over to Scott Glenn's character and say, may I present to you the Russian nuclear submarine Red October and its crew. We are seeking political asylum in the United States of America. And every time I get goosebumps now just saying it, every time I see it, that movie, isn't it? I mean, that's kind of, that's what you would think asylum is all about.
Followed by
not
the classic
this mob.
Line. You
huh?
think they'll let me drive Winnebago across Montana?
All right.
Maybe that's what these people are thinking. All they want to do is drive a Winnebago across
yeah,
Montana.
Yeah, that's it. That's right. Good God. So in the meantime.
So there are 2,100 National Guard troops there already, and they're going to have another 800 military. But what do you do if these people rush the military? What do you do? What do you
well,
do?
He's Trump is considering a major executive action, executive order, whatever it is, to keep the migrants. What's Mexico doing, though, is the question everybody's been asking all week. Apparently nothing. They're just letting them wander through.
They say that they tried. They say that they met them. They say that they've offered them asylum and given them 45 days to apply for asylum in Mexico. But, yeah, they just keep on coming.
Yeah. All right. I was looking at some of these. I promised we'd talk a little more about the races in Nevada. Race between Republican incumbent Dean Heller. I don't even know who he is. I never heard of this guy. Do you know Dean Heller? He's been a senator for a while.
Yeah, I know who he is. I mean, I don't know much about him.
Does he make any noise? He doesn't seem to be noisy.
Not so much.
No. He's running against Jack Rosen, the Democrat. And the according to the overview that I see of this, Richie, Latino voters like your wife who show up on Election Day mm-hmm. will carry the day.
We already voted. She already voted.
She did.
My Latino wife already voted, yes.
Yeah. And what does she think? When I first met her, I think the first question in my mind was whether she was legal or not. I think I asked you that, as a matter of fact.
I snuck her across the border. she was a citizen already before
she
I
already
met
was.
Her. Yes.
Yeah, right. Yep. Anyway.
Years
okay, let's
her.
See. What else? Abigail Spanberger. Never heard of her. She was a former CIA officer, like Madam Secretary. She is going after Dave Bratt.
Oh, yeah.
In Virginia. What Hell do you know
yeah.
about that?
I hear the ads.
They can flip it. Is she going to be able to flip it?
Well, remember Dave Bratt flipped it. He took Eric Cantor's spot, who was the minority whip.
Uh-huh.
And so he wasn't right. big. And so he's had two terms in there. So the radio ads are really hot and heavy on these two. Calling each other every name in the political book, but
oh
I think
God.
I think he's doing okay.
Is he? All right. 16 transgender candidates on the ballot. They're not happy about the Trump administration plan to end legal recognition of their gender status. There you go. Let's see here. What are Republican Senate candidate Corey Stewart?
Yep.
What do you know about Corey Stewart?
He's a little nuts, but, you know, It's a tough for us here in Virginia. It's a tough vote because Corey Stewart's just he's a little crazy, but you know.
Yeah. All right. So
trigger for him.
There are. Let's see here.
But you know what, Corey Stewart
added risk. I'm looking at the seats in the.
You know what Corey Stewart did that I liked.
No.
He was a county commissioner in the county next to us in Fairfax County, over in Loudoun County. And he was one of the first guys to go start rounding up illegals at these. You know how you get at the 7-Eleven or something like that, you'll have 10 or 15 Hispanic guys hanging out looking for day work.
Oh, yeah.
And so he started saying, okay,
same thing.
This is pretty easy. We'll send our people over to the 7-Eleven and this, you know, Burger King, wherever these people are looking for day work, and we'll start asking the day workers for their identification and their status.
Mm-hmm.
And he started saying, okay, well, you're not legal, so let's bring you over here and let's, you know, hand you over to the feds. And he would do that, and the feds would say, well, we can't really do anything, so you just keep them. And and he actually won a second term as county commissioner because he did that. But then he let his head get to him a little bit. He's, you know. But he really kind of started that whole, you know, really handing the illegal immigrants over to the feds, and the feds going, we don't have the capacity.
We don't have it. What are we going to do with
them anyway? So.
We don't have them. We don't want them. They're too good for me. There are 5 Democratic at-risk House seats and 72 Republican at-risk House seats in the election next week. And in the Senate, 8 Democrats are at risk and 5 Republicans. So looks like the Republicans have an easy way into the Senate. Doesn't look so sure or secure for them in the House.
Correct.
What's the scuttlebutt in Washington that the Republicans, in fact, will lose the House?
There is an outside chance they could keep the House, but it looks like the.
So what happens if that's the case?
Who
becomes the Speaker of the House?
Nancy Pelosi.
Who's the Democrat?
Nancy Pelosi.
She does?
She
again?
Speaker of the House. And there are some that say that she won't accept it, that she'll accept it just for the vindication, and then she'll, you know, retire or something like that from that position and give it to somebody else. But you would think that if Trump had to deal with the Democrats in the House, that they would try to impeach him, that they would not get any bills done. But my lobbyist friend thinks that they could do something on infrastructure. He thinks that Trump would be happy to work on an infrastructure deal with the Democrats and that they could actually get something done. And in many ways, he thinks that Trump would rather work with Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats than Paul Ryan. So I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Well, Ryan's retiring anyway, right? He decided not to run for re-election.
Right.
What's his new job? He must have some cushy big new job.
Oh yeah, he'll get something in the private sector where he can spend more time with his family and make a lot more money.
Yeah, there you go. That's what it's about. Some of them like the power, so they stay there forever, and others they take advantage of the power and they
you
get
know
themselves
what? Yeah.
good jobs.
It's
okay.
Fine. Go ahead. You did your time. Leave. Go make some money now and let somebody else in there.
Yep.
I'd rather we did that with everyone. They should all leave.
44, yeah, that'd be nice. 44 after the hour. Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen reviewing what's going on the list side of what's at Talkers Magazine, where Talkers Radio and Talkers Television is, talkers.com. If you would like to leave a really good impression on someone, think first about when you look at someone or when they look at you, what do you think they first look at? Most studies show that they look at your smile. Whether no matter what sex you are, men looking at women smile, women looking at men smile, it's the most unforgettable feature that you have. And if you don't have perfect teeth, if they are ugly, if they are colored, if they have yellow, yunga bunga, you don't want that. So how about you try what I have tried and lots of other people, power swabs. First developed by the dentist Dr. Martin Ginniger, he sold it to the trade, only his fellow dentists could use, and that's what they use to brighten your teeth. Charge you $1,000 for it. Well, you don't have to do that now because Ginniger has made power swabs a very popular, very, very popular product with the masses. And you can get your white smile back again using the product that is Power Swabs, which is basically a combination of natural patented tooth detergent and a whitening agent. That's how the stains are lifted off of your teeth. You're not going to ruin the enamel. You're going to have a tray in your mouth for a half an hour. Just take the tube, snap it, take the Q-tip and rub it on your teeth. Bingo, you got whiter teeth in 5 minutes. Keep it up every week, and you'll stay a beautiful smile, a wonderful, recognizable smile people will talk about. Only way to get Power Swabs to remove the stains on your teeth is to call 800-208-1797. Tell me listening to the DJV show or Doug Steffen, and sell you this at half price, half the retail price for Power Swabs, 800-208-1797. Save your smile, save your friendship, save your warmth. It's hygienist approved as well, 800-208-1797. Very, very, very good conclusion to this effort. White teeth swell. 800-208-1797. Use the code DJV. Get them at half price.
The Top Radio Countdown.
The list of people, the focus on these names as they're connected to the big stories. So here they are for this week. At number 10, it's Sandra Day O'Connor. At number 9, it's Megyn Kelly. At number 8, Recep Erdogan. Number 7, Mohammed bin Salam. Keith Ellison is at 6. Ted Cruz at 5, tied with Beto O'Rourke. Fellows running against him in the Senate seat down in Texas. Robert De Niro at number 4. Joe Biden at 3. The Clintons and the Obamas tied for the second place. And Donald Trump, as usual and appropriate, occupies the first number 1 slot as far as being discussed on the radio. He's the king, making it that way himself, it would seem. That's the story at the moment. The list of people from the folks at Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. We can find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television at Talkers.com.
Hi, I'm Danny Lifford with Today's Homeowner, giving you a few tips in being able to have a safer and healthier home. And one thing you can do for both of those, as well as making your home a little more energy efficient, is to add insulation in your attic. We're using a mineral wool insulation from Rockwool that I've used a lot over the years because it's mildew resistant, extremely easy to install, and also it's very fire resistant. That may give your family a little extra time to get out of the house in the unfortunate situation of a fire. We're also trying to improve our indoor air quality by making sure all of our exhaust fans go all the way to the outside and actually enhancing the experience a little bit by installing an MP3 player that's part of the Braun Sensonic brand. Really cool to have that music while you're in the shower. And video surveillance cameras from Carrier, the core system, are so easy to install. Put them on the shelf and plug them in. More information available for you at todayshomeowner.com.
Calitrin contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take, even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to lose the weight, get on the program, maintain your weight, stay on the program, take care of things, aches and pains, stay with Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin. You get it by going to toploss.com, 10% off when you use the DJV code, and if you buy more than 3 bottles, you get a 4th one free. Make sure you check that box, though, for DJV to get the special deal, or you can talk to a counselor at 833-TOPLOSS. People hear me talking about Calitrin on the air, and they want to know what the real deal is, what the story is. So I tell them to call that number and talk to an expert. Get on the program, sign up, get all of the benefits by going to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV. All right, you know what? This is really frustrating. I'd rather be talking about the Ice-T getting arrested in his new car, going over the speed limit on the Washington Bridge. He was driving a Bentley, and he traded that in for a some kind of an Aston Martin, or I don't know what is it, some fast, no, a McLaren. Oh. So he's going. He goes through the Easy Pass lane, and doesn't have the Easy Pass thing in his car, so he gets chased by the police, And I don't know whether, well, they stopped him, and he was on his way to the set when he was stopped. So apparently they couldn't do the rest of whatever had to be done on Law & Order SVU with him because he was in the slammer.
Well, on a McLaren, you can make up time pretty quickly, so.
Yeah, no mistake there. I'd rather drive the Bentley, though, thanks. 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The list of people, the focus on these names as they're connected to the big stories, so here they are. For this week, at number 10, it's Sandra Day O'Connor. At number 9, it's Megyn Kelly. At number 8, Recep Erdogan. Number 7, Mohammed bin Salam. Keith Ellison is at 6. Ted Cruz at 5, tied with Beto O'Rourke. Fellows running against him in the Senate seat down in Texas. Robert De Niro at number 4. Joe Biden at 3. The Clintons and the Obamas tied for the second place, and Donald Trump, as usual and appropriate, occupies the first number one slot as far as being discussed on the radio. He's the king, making it that way himself, it would seem. That's the story at the moment. The list of people from the folks at Talkers Magazine. At Talkers.com, we can find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, at Talkers.com.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Light Church in Bella Vista. Are you aware there are at least 7 million people in California who call themselves Christians? And of them, less than 15% will vote this coming election. If we are to survive the continuing moral decay of our California political leaders, every Christian must stand up, be counted, and vote. In order to return to godly moral values, Christians must vote according to the principles of the Bible. Regardless of your political party, please vote for candidates who believe in and live the values taught in the Word of God. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog.
Three Dog Night is coming to Redding's historic Cascade Theater October 28th.
One is the loneliest.
Don't miss this chance to see Three Dog Night and hear all their iconic hits in the intimate setting of the Cascade. Three Dog Night, October 28th. Get tickets at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Let's move it and groove it. It's Tech Talk time, a review of the top five items this week. Victoria is out ill, so the Dougster will take care of business here. Going through the top five, starting at number 5, a focus on Apple. They've released a new version of their bagel emoji. In the latest update, you told me it was emoji. I say emoji, emoji. Kara, you like emoji.
You can
emoji.
Continue being wrong. I do like I emoji. Or unique, however you want to look at it.
I'll be unique. Anyway, Apple announced the release. There were 70 new emoji that have been put out. And for whatever the reason, and I don't quite understand, what you can help me clarify why the bagel emoji has been something that...
It's a silly controversy, but they released a picture of the bagel, and it was just a plain bagel with absolutely no toppings
cheese
on it. No one eats a bagel like that, and so people were very upset, especially New Yorkers and Philadelphia cream cheese. And so they added a smear of cream cheese on top, and now everyone's very happy.
Ah, so let's move on then, if everybody's happy, to Prince Harry's ring, number 4, this week in the countdown to number 1 of the top items from the world of technology, a small black ring Prince Harry is wearing. It's an accessory generating a lot of speculation around the world. Source of the mysterious band is revealed this week. A health tracker getting a lot of backing. The focus from Silicon Valley is this Aura ring. It's about to gain a mass market push. Isn't that smart? Give it to somebody like the Prince, who everybody's following, and people look at that ring and say, hey, what's that? And so they're now giving this ring, apparently, to celebrities and business tycoons, athletic elites. The gadget monitors the quality of your sleep. The level of daily activity makes recommendations based on the data that come from the ring. It also monitors your heartbeat, heart rate, body temperature, that sort of thing, so you'll know if you are well or not. Data from the ring transferred to your phone, and the device then, the ring itself, you got to put on a charger, and of course your phone's got to stay charged up for you to be able to read it. So, monitoring your health, big deal these days. Silicon Valley making a lot of products offering to track your personal data. And then where does it go? That's the question, huh? The market for this sort of thing projected to reach $76 billion next year. Chief Operating Officer for Facebook, Sheryl Sandberg, and Arianna Huffington from the Huffington Post, Media Mogul, etc., spoke about the need for quality sleep in recent speeches. 60 million people take some form of sleep medication. And you know that? Whether it's all natural stuff or whether it's Ambien, that sort of thing. So this is supposed to help you monitor so you can better understand what your sleep patterns are and what you need for a better night's sleep without taking a lot of drugs. Well, good luck to them. Number 3 on the countdown from the world of technology, Apple's streaming television service, said to resemble Amazon Prime Video and Netflix, launching next year, featuring a mix of original programming, access to third-party services, and the ability to subscribe directly to channel packages offered by network providers, cable providers. It's like the Amazon Channels feature. One snag, though, Apple doesn't appear willing to let the software exist outside its own hardware, which may limit. In other words, you got to have an Apple device in order to use it. So far, they signed a multi-year deal with Oprah Winfrey to develop some new shows, ordered a pair of children's shows from the creators of Sesame Street, series from La La Land director Damien Chazelle, a thriller series from M. Night Shyamalan, a drama about morning show stars Reese Witherspoon, Jennifer Aniston, that kind of stuff. Also reports it's working to acquire the rights for an animated film. So that's what's cooking with Amazon. I'm sorry, with Apple. Firefox, number 2, Firefox 63, can block third-party cookies. The folks at Mozilla have introduced enhanced tracking protection, blocking third-party trackers to increase your privacy. That's good. I use Mozilla. They've been focused on data and privacy a lot in recent months, announcing features like having Firefox block ad tracking. For now, Firefox 63 has enhanced tracking protection. It's by default, but it gives users the option to block third-party tracking cookies and block all trackers as well. So that's good news for those of us who use that product. And the number 1 tech story this week, Yahoo paying $50 million in damages for 200 million people in the U.S. and Israel who had their personal data breached. In 2013, Yahoo suffered a breach, affected 3 billion user accounts. So this is payback time. You may get $25, but listen, something's better than nothing, right? That's technology this week. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Among women, breast cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death. Early detection and treatment is a key, along with prevention. Reduce your risk by exercising more, drinking alcohol less, and eating a healthy diet. If you're over 40, have a regular screening and mammogram.
This message brought to you by Dr. Pomela Danuka and Pace Cancer Center on Court Street in Reading. Positive attitude, care, and excellence.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or DouglasWrightLaw.com.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostro. The suspect in yesterday's mass shooting at a Pittsburgh synagogue is facing a slew of hate crime charges.
U.S. Attorney Scott Brady says 46-year-old Robert Bowers is facing 29 federal criminal counts for the rampage that left 11 people dead at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh's Squirrel Hill neighborhood.
And each of these counts is punishable by death.
Those counts include federal hate crimes, which Brady distinguished from terror charges.
A hate crime is where an individual is animated by a hatred or a certain animus toward a person of certain ethnicity or religious faith, and it becomes domestic terrorism.
The Anti-Defamation League calls it the deadliest attack on Jews in U.S. history. I'm Ben Thomas.
Thousands of Central American migrants, that is, took a break today in their caravan's long journey through southern Mexico while vowing to press ahead toward the U.S. border about 1,000 miles in front of them. Hundreds more migrants pushed for entry into Mexico at the Guatemalan border. A second caravan gathered on a bridge after forcing their way through a gate at the Guatemalan end of the town of Tecunuman. At the same time, about 300 Salvadorans departed from San Salvador, hoping to make their way to the U.S. as a group. White House could soon be welcoming a visitor.
An invitation was offered when National Security Advisor John Bolton met with Putin last week.
We have invited President Putin to Washington after the first of the year for basically a full day of consultations.
President Trump and Putin will be seeing each other even sooner. They're set to have a brief meeting in Paris when they attend events early next month, marking 100 years since Armistice Day. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Health insurance open enrollment season starts Thursday for most folks. In fact, if everybody, but the enrollment window for 2019 coverage runs through December 15th in most states. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Let's talk about your business for a minute. Think about all the things you're doing to attract the best talent. Between the networking events and referral bonuses, you're probably spending plenty of time and money to find the right people. But what if it was your office that attracted employees? Today's workforce is mobile and active, and they want an office designed around the way they work. And Veridesk makes it easy. Veridesk standing desk solutions help you create an active workspace where employees can stand and move, so they're happier, healthier, and more productive. Our full line of active office products are constructed with commercial-grade materials and require little to no assembly, so they're easy to set up and move. Companies of any size can have a Veridesk active workspace. Ordering is simple. Shipping is free. And our 30-day guarantee means if you don't love it, we'll pick it up for free. Learn more about Veridesk active workspace solutions at Veridesk.com/radio. That's Veridesk.com/radio.
A call for increased security in the wake of the synagogue shooting.
While expressions of grief and consolation pour into Pittsburgh in the aftermath of what is being called the most horrific attack against a Jewish target in America, security experts are urging Jewish institutions to increase vigilance and preparedness. Many are stressing the absence of security guards at the scene of Saturday's slaughter. NYPD's Detective Morty Dzikansky told the media line prevention is the first line of protection.
There should have been somebody outside. That could have done prevention. Off-duty military, correction officers, people who are trained in terms of A, spotting something suspicious, B, knowing how to interdict with that situation. And, of course, they have to be armed. Nothing is better than human intelligence.
I'm Felice Friedson, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
And you can check out more news, get more analysis at themedialine.org and at townhall.com. Southern California-based Virgin Orbit has reached a milestone in developing its airborne orbital launch system.
The company says it made it a Launcher 1 rocket to a special Boeing 747 at Long Beach Airport
and will soon begin a series of flights that will culminate with a drop test in which the booster will be released from beneath the jet's left wing. The system is intended to carry small satellites into orbit. Virgin Orbit is a sister company of Virgin Galactic, which is developing an air-launched rocket plane for carrying tourists on suborbital flights into space. Virgin Orbit said it already has hundreds of millions of dollars worth of launches on contract for a wide range of customers, including NASA and the U.S. Defense Department. Keith Peters reporting.
All right, now in the World Series, top of the ninth, Boston leads Los Angeles. The score is 5-1, and there are already some empty seats starting to show in Los Angeles. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
We humans may not get to hibernate, but we still love to feed that inner bear. Black Bear Diner is serving up your favorite comfort food, plus new items including Fit and Focused, Blackened Salmon, a vegan Beyond Burger, and even avocado toast. But they've not forgotten those of us who want to go full bear. Load up your favorite sides of potatoes and fries with cheese and bacon, or try our new creamy and very indulgent mac and cheese entree. Feed your inner bear at Black Bear Diner, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The word, everybody's heard about the word. The word is Michael. That's a name, that's not a word. Michael Harrison is here. I'm Doug Steffen, and this is an overview of the charts from Talkers Magazine at talkers.com for the week ending the 26th of October, last full week of October 2018. Michael Harrison will go through the top 10 stories that have come out of the research and then the list of people, and we'll sort of dissect some of the things that are going on. But first, Michael, that all-important job of reviewing the items themselves.
And I have to say the cliche of the week, which always is, do you believe what kind of a week we've had? It doesn't stop. And I think I'm going to put together a top 10 list of stories that should be around that we've forgotten because there are so many more stories.
Okay. Want to do that? We'll do the sub. We'll do the top from 11 to 20 stories instead of the top 10.
No, the forgotten 10. I mean, you know, it's like whatever happened to the New York Times op-ed piece and the senior official at the White House who's running an insurrection? What happened to the Las Vegas shootings? What? You know, I'm not saying that we should be dwelling on all that, but it's amazing how no matter what happens, it becomes forgotten in terms of the world of journalism and those that talk about it. Well, here's what they're talking about now. At number 10, we have National Football League action and the World Series. At number 9, O'Connor dementia diagnosis and the new Halloween film. At number 8, the U.S. threatens the INF treaty exit. At number 7, the Mega Millions jackpot, and that's tied with Megyn Kelly's problems. At number 6, the gender definition issue. At number 5, the Khashoggi murder aftermath, which is on its way to being in our top 10 of forgotten stories. At number 5, financial markets activity. That'll never go away. At number 3, the migrant caravan. That's on its way. At number 2, the midterm elections. They're on their way. And number 1, the story of the moment that's dominating the news cycle, the mail bombings.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. You left out that Ice-T got arrested for skipping a toll on the George Washington Bridge. You missed
You're
that
kidding.
One.
Kidding. Clearly,
no.
Clearly
yes.
an example of liberal
yes.
incompetence.
Yes. Of course it is. Yeah.
On our people survey, we have at number 10, Sandra Day O'Connor. At number 9, Megyn Kelly. At number 8, Recep Erdogan. At number 7, Mohammed bin Salman and Jamal Khashoggi. At number 6, Keith Ellison. At number 5, Ted Cruz and Beto O'Rourke. At number 4, Robert De Niro and Maxine Waters. At number 3, Joe Biden and George Soros. At number 2, the Clintons and the Obamas. And number 1, Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah. So, are the Clintons and the Obamas going on the road together? The Obamas, that'd be 4 of them on the road together.
Oh, my. I wonder if they're going to have like a band or an orchestra do an overture or...
No. Where did George Soros make his money? That's always eluded me. What business was he in or is he in that he has made a large sum that he's using to help his political friends, which is A-OK.
Alexi, George Soros, where did he make his money?
He made it in being evil.
Did he now? That's good to know. So, what do you think about the mail bombs? It's a big hoax, right? It's just it's a stunt. Somebody's going to get caught. The Russians are actually doing it. The Russians are behind it. It's a stunt.
Well, a lot of people are saying that on talk radio. I do not know if it's a stunt. I do know a list of possibilities. I do know that being in the media for as many years as I've been, and you know it also, that there are people out there that insert themselves into the scenario because they're, you know, overly emotional or they're disturbed, and they send letters, and the letters all look alike. They're in crayon, and they have big block lettering. And
one of them was sent with not enough postage on it.
And of course they have misspellings.
Yeah. Like crayons on them.
But some of them don't have postmarks, and that's kind of disturbing. Mm-hmm. And they are awfully evident as suspicious. They almost look like a parody of suspicious letters, which is how so many of them were intercepted.
Freddy Krueger sent them.
You know, but I don't like to make jokes about this because there are many, there's so many ways of looking at it. And if I'm going to do an accurate report, yes, there are many people who believe that it is a fake, that it's designed to the Republicans and Trump look bad. I don't know if that's true. And it, just like I don't know that Christine Blasey Ford was an actress, you know, directed to put on a lie. I don't know. We hear these things. There are people that feel that way.
How do we ever get to the truth anymore?
That's the issue.
The bottom line of what is actually the fact. It's not, everybody's truth is different because the truth to one person is not... So the truth is, but a fact is a fact is a fact. How do we get to the facts?
When we have an establishment in the political class and in the media class and in the academic class that we have confidence in. This whole seeking victory over truth that I talk about all the time has so polluted our society and our discourse that we don't trust anyone. Mm-hmm. And when we don't trust anyone, we lose our freedom. Societies where the people are either criminal or the people are liars or the people just don't trust each other, where scams run rampant, where you can't trust the press, where you can't trust the politicians, where you can't trust religion, you can't trust any big establishment, can't trust big business, those are ripe for authoritarian dictators because we can't unify as a people against the abuse of power. We turn to power to protect us from the people. And that's how it flips into something that's very hard to undo. And I'd hate to see that happen here.
Well, there's a lot of stuff going on here that's very upsetting. for those of us who've been around for a while, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. It's a tough time in this country, no question about it. 14 after the hour, talk radio countdown show with Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen, taking a moment out now to talk about how to stay healthy. You got to keep your body healthy. You got to keep your mind healthy. And one way to make sure that you do that is put good things into your body. It's hard to get proper nutrition today, and it's expensive to buy organic fruits and vegetables. That's the quality needed to keep you healthy. Texas Superfoods to the rescue with their complete organic. That's a capsule that you take with 55 naturally grown raw fruits and vegetables. Take one in the morning, take one at night, and you will be adding great things to your body. It's free of herbicides, pesticides. The Texas Superfood Complete Organic, something I'm on. Actually, I'm taking it. I have that, and I take a couple with my ice, with my tea, with my Life Change tea. And there's a probiotic powder that you can take with it, too. I put that in the tea. It really is a great way for you to get all the things that you need every day. Remember, your grandmother said, you should eat 5 or more servings of fruits and vegetables, Michael, every day. Here, 20 years later, after Texas Superfood started, they're doing so well. All over the country, people are ordering these 55 organic fruits and vegetables. Order yours now by going to TexasSuperfood.com/Doug. That's TexasSuperfood.com/Doug. And while you're in the, go to the website, look around and see what else they have. A lot of quality nutritional products. Get started, though, with the Texas Superfood Complete Organic at TexasSuperfood.com/Doug.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
What's on your mind right now? Is it, do I really want this donut?
Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin, too.
Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body, specifically your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Calitran, we believe there is no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Calitran. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Calitran proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com. Or call us at 1-833-TOP-LOSS. After all, your body loves you, so love it back.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I thought I had a sinus headache for a few days, but I had a massive brain aneurysm, hemorrhage of the brain, and a stroke, and I was on my deathbed. I was on a respirator in a coma for 35 days. And 3 months later, I came home in a wheelchair. I had double vision. I had to learn to walk again, to speak again. One and one is two, write the alphabet. You know, if I went out and did a little something, I'd come home, I'd be in bed. Now, I'm up by like 5:30 in the morning, and I go to the gym. I do shopping. I cook. I have energy all day. I mean, I feel great. Overall, my whole outlook, just feeling, my mental aspect, everything is better.
For a limited time, use discount code DJV, and we'll take 35% off your first preferred set of fruits and veggies and have them shipped to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751, or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code DJV.
All right, let's get back to the action here. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen. One of your favorite things to talk about is sports. Mm. The World Series, Red Sox are going to beat the Dodgers, and that'll be the end of that. Now the talk is about Jimmy Butler. When I first saw this, I thought it was Jimmy Buffett. Houston Rockets making him a staggering offer. Where does all this money? I mean, I'm looking at some of the basketball has become the sport to play, it would seem. Aren't there a couple of really huge offers that have been made?
Oh, yeah, basketball's big
players?
Bucks. Baseball's long been big bucks, and yeah. Football's big bucks. Where does the money come from? The money comes from television rights, radio rights, commercialism, corporate boxes and the fans. That's where the money comes from, the sale of beer. The sale
$5,
of,
right?
You know, they're in the beer business, they're in the hot dog business, they're in the selling cars and trucks. You know, they sell a lot of trucks. Mm-hmm. And it's got a lot of different streams of revenue. It's definitely a matter of supply and demand. I mean, it bothers me deeply that the average person, which I consider myself even in that group, can't really afford to go to a game and not feel damn guilty about it.
Yeah. Baseball games, the same thing. Football games, you spend $500 with your family before you're done for, you know, any kind of decent seat. Who can $500 spend $500?
It costs you $1,500 to go with.
Really?
Tickets, unless you are somebody who knows someone who has a season ticket or a box and you get it for free, or you have a long-standing first, you know, opportunity to buy a box when they're available at the beginning of the season, and even those are very expensive. It can cost you $500 a ticket, $1,000 a ticket. I was checking out what the aftermarket on the World Series is at Fenway. It's like bad seats in the bleachers are $2,500.
Good God.
For what? Just to freeze and watch something that on television
you can
is even
that
better.
Much more fun. Yeah. Exactly. It's nuts. Michael Harris and Doug Steffen will be back with a focus on the migrant caravans in a matter of moments.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
For over 45 years, the Original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized DISH network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I've been serving the North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Removing the obstacles from your head and your ear. If you don't know what's going on, you've come to the right place
because we don't either.
Wait a minute. I'm trying to set you up as an expert, and you're cutting me off at the knees.
Nah.
Make Michael your man. If he can't do it, nobody can.
I don't believe in taking us too seriously.
I don't either, frankly. I get into trouble because if I actually could have made a career out of screwing off on the radio, I would have done that. But it wasn't in the cards, as it were. Meanwhile, a lot of good things are happening on the radio, and a lot of the things that are chronicled by the folks at Talkers Magazine, this list, stories and people is published every week, talkers.com, where the Talkers Radio is, Talkers Television, all of the things from the world of conversation, the talk. And lots of the talk this week is indicated by the list number three, this migrant caravan, as it's been dubbed by, I don't know who. Caravan, for me, represents somebody being in motorized vehicles. These people are walking, and apparently the White House is considering an executive order to stop the caravans. How are they going to do that? You're going to tell the Mexican government, shoot them on sight? What are they going to do? And well, the fact that you can come to the border and ask for asylum, it boggles the mind. Why are we worried about these people sneaking in? Why don't they just go to the crossing at Juarez and said, I have come from a dangerous community, and I live in fear of my life, and I'm coming to the United States to ask for political asylum.
Yeah, well, that's a loophole in the immigration laws, and obviously something has to be done about that, or we will not have enough room in this country for all the people seeking asylum. It's first of all, it could be a fake way to get in. I'm aware of that, but I'm also aware there are a lot of people out there in the world that do want asylum. Do we deny the fact that living in America is better than living in a lot of places in the world and that a lot of people would like to be here? Or say that's another way to solve the immigration problem. Let's just make living conditions here so lousy nobody wants to come.
Yeah, right. Nobody's staying, including us.
Yeah, we're between a rock and a hard place with this whole immigration deal.
Well, one of the things that's troubling is the misinformation. We're back to what's the truth versus facts. And according to the Institute of
Taxation... What's the truth versus facts?
Yeah, well, they're not necessarily one and the same.
Okay, well, the facts are not facts, but go on.
No, facts are facts. That's what I'm saying. The truth is not always the truth, but the facts are always the facts. You disagree with that?
I understand what you're saying. The truth is the truth, and facts are the facts, and lies are lies, and things that are wrong are wrong. Wrong is not necessarily a lie.
Right, but what's wrong is right.
That's sort of true, yeah. Go on. I get what you're saying.
Anyway, the Institute of Taxation and Economic Policy, think tank in Washington, suggests that about half the undocumented workers in our country are filing income tax returns. According to the IRS, 4.4 million income tax returns came from workers who don't have Social Security numbers. So why would you, are they so enamored by being here? That they paid $24 billion in income taxes last year? Are they just honest and we get good people who are coming here that want to pay their fair share?
Well, I don't know whether the tax money is being extracted from them. I know it's harder and harder to get a job in America in a legitimate corporation because you got to go through a lot of red tape about that very thing to prove that you are a citizen. Yeah. It's hard to get a job for any meaningful company, meaningful meaning an organized corporation in America. If you go to work there, even on the lowest level, they check you out pretty thoroughly now. But I don't know. The only way I could see people paying taxes if it's withholding. But you can't get a job with withholding taxes if you don't have a Social Security number. So I don't know how that works.
Kind of weird, isn't it, huh?
Yeah, it
more is. More, what's the fact here, Michael? We've got to examine what the facts are. The facts are, according to this outfit, that they're paying undocumented aliens paying a lot in taxes. We shall see, 28 after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown. Calitrin contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take, even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to lose the weight, get on the program, maintain your weight, stay on the program, take care of things, aches and pains, stay with Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin. You get it by going to toploss.com, 10% off when you use the DJV code, and if you buy more than three bottles, you get a fourth one free. Make sure you check that box, though, for DJV to get the special deal, or you can talk to a counselor at 833-TOPLOSS. People hear me talking about Calitrin on the air, and they want to know what the real deal is, what the story is. So I tell them to call that number and talk to an expert. Get on the program, sign up, get all of the benefits by going to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV. Has falling asleep become a nightmare for you? You dream of getting a full night's rest, or you? Well, those days are long gone for me, and they can be for you too, thanks to MyPillow. All right, sleep like a baby. I can do it. You can do it. Shouldn't have to adjust your pillow every night all night long. My pillow adjusts to the shape you want and need and stays there. So why don't you toss out those flat, worn-out pillows? Ugh. Some of the things in those pillows, you don't want to know what's there. Let MyPillow change the way you sleep. They're the one and only solution to your sleepless nights. MyPillow's made here in America, 100% machine washable, dryable cotton. Unlike those other pillows, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty, 60-day guarantee as well. Won't find that anywhere else. Buy one MyPillow, get the second one free. It doesn't make any difference. Any MyPillow, get the second one free. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code DJV to get the two for the price of one deal. That's the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toyo stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a running sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we offer up the latest tech news you could use. Hi, it's Bob Belongi. It's even easier to listen to the show now that we're on iTunes. You'll find our archives and articles at BoomerTechRadio.com, and the show is streamed live at KCNR1460.com. We review the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, and make sure you are up to date on the latest tech trend. Boomer Tech Radio, Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. on KCNR 1460, and now available as a podcast on iTunes.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
NHL star Matt Martin for American Humane.
Hi, I'm Matt Martin, and in all my years of playing professional hockey, I've gotten my share of bruises and injuries. But for many who really put their lives on the line every day, it's not always the injuries you can see that hurt the most. I'm talking about our veterans. Every single day, 184 veterans are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. And tragically, 20 take their own lives. When medications and therapy don't help, professionally trained service dogs can. American Humane, serving the U.S. military for over 100 years, has put together a free guide to help veterans obtain these life-saving service animals. If you are a veteran or know a veteran struggling with PTS, please go to AmericanHumane.org for this free, downloadable resource. Let's give our veterans the help they need to win their battle.
For more information, visit AmericanHumane.org.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
To continue our overview here this week, the week of October 22nd to the 26th, stories and people that are being discussed, the review from Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher here. We're looking now at the migrant caravan. or whether we have any more after what we've said. I don't know. I mean, it's exasperating. It really is to think that we have this little control over our future. We really, as a country, people come in from everywhere. Everybody's attacked. We've had a fabulous run, and now is it in danger of toppling, Michael?
It's in danger of toppling, but it'll only topple if we are not unified as a nation and become uncivil.
We are.
I don't think it's going to topple because of a caravan of migrants.
No.
I think that's all political. That's my personal opinion. I do believe we have to have tight borders. I do believe we have to have citizens, and we have to have certain obstacles to becoming a citizen. You have to go through certain hoops. I believe in that. That's what being a nation is. But I don't believe in the hysteria that is being used for political purposes on both sides about things such as this caravan or how we handle the immigration issues that we have.
Let's flash back to when you and I were disc jockeys early in our careers, and we played John Lennon's Imagine. And we opined, at least I did on the air, wouldn't it be wonderful if there were no boundaries, there were no borders, there were no countries, there was no religion? Because that's what we fight about. If we didn't have any of those things, we wouldn't fight.
Look, Lennon has been accused of being idealistic and naive by today's standards with that song. I was just having this conversation with somebody who is active within the Lennon estate about this. And the issue for me was that Lennon wrote that song as an ideal, not as a practical reality. Mm-hmm. Lennon understood. He understood that you have to have boundaries. He had a corporation. He was in business. He didn't he didn't practice that total openness and free, you know, no money, everything's free, and you know, but he wrote the
easy for a guy who's got $300 million.
Right, exactly.
Well,
but plus he was cynical. He was cynical and clever and in some ways even nasty.
Mm-hmm.
He did not have a loving nature. What he had was an intellect that understood what love meant. And that song is just an ideal to keep in the back of our minds. And that's
He was the least likable and least likely to win a popularity contest. Interesting that he was so close to McCartney, who was the most popular of the Beatles.
Yeah, but each of them, Lennon has a following. Lennon had, without turning this into a story about the Beatles, just quickly to respond, Lennon had his own following. Lennon had teeth. Lennon was edgy. Lennon, the Beatles were an amazing combination of attitudes and inputs. The Beatles are something that are off the charts in terms of cultural relevance and how amazing that organization was as we move down the line and we look back at that. But in terms of ideals, let's bring it back to the issue of what we're dealing with in this country. Political ideology, people that I am a fundamentalist. Fundamentalists usually don't get along very well in the practicality of the real world. The real world is compromising fundamentals to be able to get along with people and create a consensus from different walks of life, different interests, and different points of view. If you are absolutely, completely ironclad and unbendable, unflexible in your political ideology or your economic ideology or your religious ideology, you're not going to get along in this world.
No, not at all. All right, let's speak of not getting along. The problem with Megyn Kelly.
Poor thing.
They got to pay her out. It was a really bad decision in the first place. But the way she's being shown the door seems almost a contrivance to me. Do you agree with that?
I don't know how you mean contrivance.
Well, it's like they were looking for some way.
Oh yes,
to
this is the straw
the
that
door.
Broke the this is the
right.
straw that broke the camel's back. She's not going to be let go because of the blackface comment.
No.
That's the straw that broke the camel's back. She's going to be let go because she ain't making the money for them that they're paying for her.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't have the eyeballs and eardrums. She doesn't have the audience numbers that they had anticipated. So that's the main reason they're going to let her go. If she were bringing in the numbers and if she were bringing in the ratings, they put up with a lot of her political incorrectness.
Sure would. Yep.
Okay, that's the answer.
Easy. Yeah, it really is. So don't think, folks, those of you who are defenders of hers, that this is all a horrible, this is terrible, and they're taking, they wanted her out. She was a bad fit. Whoever hired her, and I think Andy Lack is the guy who hired her, should be fired, because he's the one who's made the bad judgment. It was a horrible, fit from the beginning.
And she made belongs, and she is equally to blame. And she's million bucks richer for it.
Yeah.
So,
right.
So she went for the lure of the big time network status, and she went for the lure of the money, and she did a little bit of wish thinking, hoping it would work, but it couldn't work. She's of a different nature. She became neither fish nor fowl. She had to go. They should have given her a political show. They should have. If they wanted to take advantage of her, they should have
MSNBC or someplace like that.
No, they should have given her a political show on the NBC television network. They could have found room in there, and she would have been huge. She would have been great. They should have given her a hard-hitting, right-leaning, but not, you know, where she's a card-carrying talking points person. Because I thought she performed She performed pretty admirably during the Trump campaign when she gave him a tough time. And that was a time when conservatives were fighting with conservatives, which made the conservative movement, I think, healthier. When all conservatives agree with each other, then they have a problem. Well, and Megyn Kelly was onto something. And
where did she go? What does she do now? Other than she got $69 million Powerball payoff. What does she do? What does
it got? She waits some time, and then somebody else will hire her, and she'll be controversial and edgy, and she'll go back to being the way she was. She's not finished. She's young. She's bright. She's talented. There's room for her out there, but it isn't going to happen quickly, or it might. But it doesn't have to happen quickly for her to have a bright future. I wouldn't cry for her.
What about when you look at others who have been dismissed in a similar fashion, not necessarily the same thing, I'm thinking of Bill O'Reilly, who really hasn't gained back his starch.
Bill O'Reilly was dismissed because of personal character issues. This is, if you want to paint Megyn Kelly a racist, that's a political thing. That's a stretch. Yeah, that's she a certainly stretch. Is insensitive to certain things that are racially
Topics. We can all fall into that pile of crap at any moment in time just by a slip of the tongue. Any of us, especially people like you and I who are on the air for hours every day. That woman had to come up with it. I'm not defending. I don't have to defend her. I just think that when you're on the spot like that, people don't realize, even though it's your desire, you make the choice, you want to make a career out of doing this. I made a career out of it. You made a career out of it. Have I always been happy with everything I've said on the air, or have I put my foot in my mouth? Of course I have. Have I been caught? No. Not really. I don't know what being caught means either, frankly.
Well, being caught is a ratio, the level of how big you are versus the level of how big the foot in your mouth is.
Yeah, I suppose.
You know, it's one of the nice things about being relatively obscure is nobody gives a damn if you're a racist.
Yeah.
But when you're on NBC and you're on the platform of the spotlight and millions of people and millions of dollars are riding, your words count more. That's the issue with Trump. People say, I like him. He talks like a regular guy. Well, the question is, should the president talk like a regular guy? It's the president, the guy sitting at the other end of the bar, the guy sitting next to you at the bar drinking a beer, you accept that. It's entertaining. So Megyn Kelly suddenly comes up with this cockamamie, totally twisted version of whiteface, black people putting on whiteface and white people putting on blackface. And it's like, hey, Megyn, you should know better. She should know better. That blackface, it's like the N-word.
Out of your mouth, it's just, whoops, I wish I hadn't said that.
Then you don't get $69 million if you can't control what comes out of your mouth. The whole point is, when baseball players in the World Series strike out every time they're up in a clutch, people don't go, it's hard to hit a baseball. No, they're being paid millions of dollars. Hit the damn baseball. Well, you're being paid millions of dollars. Know that by saying blackface on a major national network and saying anything about it that's okay, you're gonna get hit.
For the good old days.
You know, I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm saying it's the way it is, and she should know better.
Yep.
She can't complain about that, and she knows better. She knows it's because the ratings are lousy. She might play this up, but the ratings are lousy. The general audience doesn't buy her act in that context.
At all.
And we the media, have to come to grips with the fact that there's no general American audience anymore. That it's all preaching to choirs, it's all factions, it's become tribal, and it's called targeting audiences.
Tribal.
And they didn't target the right audience with her.
Yeah, that's a it's tribal. Well, that's a fabulous way.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it really is. Yep. All right, we continue with our overview, Michael and his very poignant thoughts about all of these things. I want to talk about the Mega Millions jackpot winner and why you don't know who it is in a matter of moments. I'm glad the days of not having a good night's rest are behind me. You want a good, full night's rest? Then go to MyPillow.com to buy your pillow from MyPillow. You can buy any pillow in their catalog online at MyPillow.com, buy any one of them, and get one just like it free. That's the way you do it, whether it's pillows for your bed, pillows for the couch, pillows for the car, whatever it is, they come to the rescue. All their pillows at MyPillow come with a 10-year warranty. 60 days, you get these pillows, you don't like them in 2 months, you send them back. But if you're tired of having a sore neck, stiff neck every morning when you wake up, come on, let's get at it. Let's fix the problem. Go to MyPillow.com, use the code DJV, buy any pillow at the regular price, second one is free. Most comfortable way to get a good night's rest is the pillows, the sheets, the mattresses, all the things they have that go with getting a good night's sleep. Use the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com. Buy the first one at the regular price. Second one is free. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
Thousands of charities, from international organizations to local churches, raise money through silent auctions, often featuring gift baskets donated by supporters. They frequently include bottles of wine, beer, or other spirited prizes. But it turns out that in many states, the liquor laws prohibit such baskets, especially in places like churches or community centers that have no liquor license, even if the bottles remain unopened. The legislature in one state, Colorado, is about to repeal that old law and leave charitable fundraisers free to do their best. Many of these legislators have looked through the lens of liberty and realized that fundraising ideas are not the government's business. But many states still require permits and fees for such events. If your state is one of them, it's time for you to act.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code to Southern Tier 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797. Talk Radio Countdown Show with an official review of the top stories that officially published at Talkers Magazine this week, as it usually does. At number 10, what's going on in the world of sports talk radio? What's at the NFL, this point in the season, the World Series? At number 9, the status of Sandra Day O'Connor and her admitting that she has dementia. Number 8, the INF Treaty. We're going to get out of that, so we say. number seven, the Mega Millions jackpot, sort of tied with Megyn Kelly and her exit from NBC. The gender definition issues are at number six, Khashoggi and the aftermath of his murder, number five. What's going on in Wall Street, financial market activity, big conversation about that and how things are changing, number four. That caravan walking through Mexico, number three. Midterm elections, two. And the mail bombs, number one, on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, Mega Millions jackpot was $946 million after taxes and fees and all that stuff. And nobody knows who won. And that's the smartest thing that that person, whoever he or she is, could possibly do. Don't become known. Right? You agree with that?
Of course. No question about it, unless you are so hungry for attention and in control of yourself. Yeah, yeah. Everybody comes out of the woodwork, wants money from you. You become a target.
Yeah, and buy a ticket.
And as I've said to you before, being famous in this society is very dangerous.
Yeah. Did you buy a ticket?
No.
What are you kidding me? Come on, Mass Millions?
No.
Why
not? No.
Right,
because
you and I go in together, we win, and we split the money.
I don't do that stuff.
All right,
I don't
so
want to win. I don't want to defeat the
odds. I'll buy one for you as a gift.
Let me tell you something. I don't want to win because I don't want to beat the odds like that, because I'm comforted by the fact that we're protected by the odds of bad things happening being so small. So it goes
right,
both
thank
ways.
You. Michael Harris and Doug Steffen continue on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Light Church in Bella Vista. Are you aware there are at least 7 million people in California who call themselves Christians? And of them, less than 15% will vote this coming election. If we are to survive the continuing moral decay of our California political leaders, every Christian must stand up, be counted, and vote. In order to return to godly moral values, Christians must vote according to the principles of the Bible. Regardless of your political party, please vote for candidates who believe in and live the values taught in the Word of God. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, let's open up the mailbox here at talkers.com and see what's going on. Lars Larson, somebody that you and I both know well, been in the talk radio field for 30 years plus, has become quite a fixture in the Northwest. And now he has some notoriety, according to the article in Talkers Magazine this week. What's the scoop, Michael?
Basically, he was invited to speak at a college in Oregon, and where you have the right to have a licensed, a concealed weapon, and they wouldn't let him on campus with his concealed weapon. So he refused to
speak.
How'd
they know he had a weapon if it was
He told them he would have one. They asked him, because and he said, I will not come on the campus if I have to get rid of my weapon, because it's my right. So it became a it became a Second Amendment issue. And he stuck to his guns, no pun intended. And then he did he went to the school and did a Facebook live report and whatever. It's at talkers.com. The story's there, but it's definitely a case where a talk show host, stood by his principles. I'm not sure it's a stunt as much as it was that he is a man of principle and doesn't want to bend from the principle. And that's one of his major issues is, gun rights.
Yeah,
so he feels it would be hypocritical to succumb to their rule when it goes against the Constitution of the state. The state protect. In other words, it's actually unconstitutional for them to do that. I guess.
Unconstitutional for them to do what?
Keep him from having a gun when he has a license to carry a gun in that state.
So he's made it, but what he got out of it was a lot of promotion.
That's a byproduct of being in the news. You get promotion, and a lot of people do that for that. I'm not going to say that was his motive. It certainly is one of the results. I mean,
how often do talk show hosts pull these sorts of stunts today to get attention? How often do you see that happening?
I'd say you see a crazy stunt. I'm not saying that Lars was a crazy stunt, but you see a stunt that is a premeditated stunt maybe once every month, every 2 months. Yeah.
We used to have a lot of fun doing those sorts of things, not in the same spirit that they're done today, but we used to have, the whole idea was to get attention, right? You'd have, remember when Tom Likas ran over all the records in one of the stadiums, I can't remember which
that
one was.
That was Steve Dahl.
Was it Steve Dahl?
Steve Dahl had a disco burning back in the late 70s when there was disco mania, and that threatened rock and roll. Somehow people thought that disco was
disco,
different than rock.
Disco duck.
And that was Rick Dees. And Steve Dahl had a massive disco record burning at Chicago Stadium.
But I remember seeing pictures of Likas with a bunch of Cat Stevens records rolling over him with a steamroller.
All right, well, that was to protest Cat Stevens' religious choice.
Right.
He became a Muslim.
But remember when we had fun doing all that stuff? We used to be able to do that, so all that stuff. You can't do any of that stuff now. People will criticize you. Can you imagine running over his records because he was a Muslim?
No, I can't. Well, you see, I am against any kind of book burning, any kind of destruction of media for the sake of shutting down something. Mm-hmm. I was a big opponent of the disco demolition. And I'm frankly was quite upset about the fact that Cat Stevens was banned from radio, not legally, but most radio would not play his music all through the 90s.
And now when he surfaces as Yusuf Islam, they call him just Cat, I guess. But Cat Stevens
is one of the greatest singer-songwriters of modern times. And his career did not reach its fruition because of his political and religious choices.
All right. The MH Interview at mhinterview.com. You have a very interesting character from a radio station that does very well on the West Coast. How'd you come up with this guy?
Well, I have a long association with the radio station, KSCO in Santa Cruz, California, one of the great independent radio stations, and he's the general manager of it. His name is Michael Olson, and he also is nationally syndicated with a show called Food Chain Radio, and he is the leading expert in this country about problems facing food, similar to stuff that you talk about on American Family Farmer, just as you are a national expert on the subject.
Yeah, maybe problems I should get him on the American Family Farmer. That's probably something I should do.
Oh, definitely.
Future of Food, discussed by Michael and Michael on the MH Interview at mhinterview.com. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is the production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Record.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair.
That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Speck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com, I'm Ron DeRoster. While the shock is just a day and a half old in yesterday's mass shooting at a Pittsburgh synagogue, fingers already being pointed as to who's to blame. On CBS's Face the Nation, Republican Senator James Lankford says President Trump's comments about the caravan in Mexico being supported by globalists can't be used as a reason.
This particular shooter also condemned President Trump, saying he was a globalist and that he was allowing some of this to happen. So I don't see any connection where you would connect the president to this particular shooting.
The suspect is expected to be in court tomorrow afternoon to face a slew of hate crime charges. Meanwhile, prosecutors in the process of getting Justice Department permission to seek the death penalty. Best team in baseball is the best team in baseball. Boston Red Sox win it all. Chris Sale struck out Manny Machado to end Game 5. Boston 5-1 winners. And David Price pitched into the eighth inning to get the win. Steve Pierce, the series MVP. The military has begun moving equipment to the southern border as a caravan of Central Americans head across Mexico toward the U.S.
It's a military problem that we're given, and this is the process we follow.
Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says the military is delivering jersey barriers to the Mexico border in conjunction with plans to deploy active duty troops there. Details of the deployment, including how many forces are needed, are still being worked out. The extra troops will provide logistical assistance, such as air support and equipment, including vehicles and tents. They'll also support the Border Patrol in other ways and will bolster the efforts of the roughly 2,000 National Guard forces already there. I'm Mike Hempen.
Oscar's become the eighth hurricane of the 2018 Atlantic season, just some 725 miles southeast of Bermuda. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Have you ever seen a pest controller spraying chemicals in your home? It makes you wonder, if their chemicals are safe, then why do they suit up and wear respirators only to leave you to walk back in unprotected? G'day, I'm Scott from Plug In Pest Free, and I'm here to tell you there's a better way. In an age where we now have the choice to drive electric cars, you too can electronically rid your home or business of unwanted rodents and pests. The answer is Plug In Pest Free. 100% chemical-free, Plug-In Pest-Free is your safest bet for your family and pets. Our bestseller, the Plug-In Pest-Free Pro, will cover up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. So order yours today at gopestfree.com. Use promo code SAVE20 for 20% off plus free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. That's gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget. GoPestFree.com today.
Family physician Dr. Charles Snyderman reviews the latest news on influenza and other serious viral diseases.
The Food and Drug Administration has approved a new four-strain influenza vaccine for age 6 months and up and a new anti-flu drug, Baloxavir. Neither the new vaccine nor the new drug are proven to be any more effective than currently used vaccines and drugs. The best prevention for all the common respiratory virus infections is careful hand washing and keeping mouth and nose covered during episodes of coughing and sneezing. This is Charles Snyderman in Washington.
Local Virginia education officials being sued over a game of tag played in a gym class by a student who says it caused him serious long-term injuries. The family seeking $350,000 in damages from when he played the game back in 2016. Court documents say that the student hurt both of his wrists and he tried to stop himself against the wall. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A boil water notice is rescinded in Austin, Texas.
The precaution was implemented on October 22nd after the city's water supply was filled with silt, mud, and debris from recent heavy rain and flooding. A statement on the Austin City website said the notice was rescinded as of 3 p.m. Sunday after the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality reported test results showed the city's tap water met purity standards. The rescinding comes a day after the West Travis County Public Utility Agency lifted its boil water notice, which affected 8 water utilities serving western and southern Austin suburbs. Val Dior reporting.
Restrictions on water use remain in place for outdoor irrigation, fulfilling pools and spas, and operating ornamental fountains and washing homes and vehicles. The government's investigating Mercedes-Benz, alleging the German automaker has been slow to mail safety recall notices and file required reports involving recalls of nearly 1.5 million vehicles. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
When you need assistance applying for veteran benefits, consider utilizing the Shasta County Veterans Service Office. Our veteran representatives are all military veterans that are highly trained and fully accredited, giving you the best support possible. This is Celestina Traver, your Shasta County Veterans Service Officer. We welcome you to our office at 1855 Shasta Street to see what benefits are awaiting you. Please call us at 225-5616.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Let's get right to it. It's pipe bomb time. The stories from this past week, the big stories, the charts for the week of October 22nd to the 26th on the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Rich McFadden and Jennifer Horn. Hi, Jennifer from the DJV program, and Rich from points north, south, east, and west. He knows as much as there is to know, and will tell you that anytime you ask him. Richie, how smart are you?
Not very smart. Depends on the topic.
No. Don't say that.
I have my moments.
No. Yes, you do. All right, let's go through the top 10 stories. I'm going to go through the list. Don't stop me, because that's where we get into trouble.
Exactly.
At number 10. The Red Sox are going to win the World Series.
Oh, number nine. You know what? I am stopping you. I was just looking.
Jennifer's from Los Angeles. I'm from Boston. At least the Dodgers don't suck like the Yankees do. Next, the diagnosis of Sandra Day O'Connor having dementia is number nine. Number eight, the United States threatens the INF treaty. Number seven, the Mega Millions jackpot. Number six, gender definition. Huh? What, because of the bathroom stuff? Yeah, all right, I guess. Khashoggi murder aftermath, number five. Financial markets and what's going on in the housing industry. Look out for that one, number four. That migrant caravan, number three. Midterm elections, number two. And the mail bombs, number one. Somewhere in there is Megyn Kelly, I think, probably.
Number seven.
A survey extra.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, the survey. Well, at this point, her career is over. And I think that that may be the whole business
so
leading
silly.
Up to it. Yeah.
Can we start there?
Yeah.
You want to start there?
Yeah, go ahead. Because I'm behind on this story, and I know that she basically got fired because she defended blackface on her show.
You know, she didn't even defend it.
But that's what I want to know, because I want to go watch the segment, and I want to see what all the hype is about.
It was so innocent. It, like, fell out of her mouth. And I'll tell you where I think she got into trouble. And our friend Kara was kind of pointed this out to me. But she said they were talking about the Real Housewives of New York, and they were talking about a woman on that show who dressed up as Diana Ross. And as part of her costume, she darkened her face, like, with bronzer and highlighter. And so they were talking about this, an all-white panel. I think Melissa Rivers was there, a few other people on the panel. What's her name? Even the president's daughter, I think, was there. Jenna Bush, maybe, was on the panel. And so Megan said, I don't understand when that became bad. She said, when I was a kid, as long as you weren't making fun of someone, it was part of the costume, sort of. And it fell out of her mouth. It was innocent. And I think what got her in trouble is she said, when I was a kid, it was okay. And somehow that seemed to be that she lacked understanding of minstrel shows and Amos and Andy and all of the terrible stuff that I think a lot of us understand, but still go, gosh, at Halloween, everybody's getting if you're not making fun of somebody, if you're actually putting on a costume and you're admiring Diana Ross, isn't it worse to, like, to make a white version of Diana Ross?
So let's deal with the reality.
She seems so silly.
The reality is that she never belonged at NBC. She wasn't liked at NBC, and they've been gunning for her, like, they're looking for OJ. Let's hang her up.
An exit check for $69 million.
Yeah. See you later.
Congratulations, Megyn Kelly. You hit the jackpot.
Look, it wasn't the smartest, most sensitive thing to say, but I think we can use these opportunities as, like, teachable moments. Instead of slapping someone down, have a national discussion about why what she said was insulting to some people. We miss these moments where just we slap people like they're six-year-old children instead of just having an adult conversation and talking through our misunderstandings about people.
There's a hello here.
And I'm no fan of hers. I'm not defending her, but
no, you don't have to defend her. I'm not either,
silly.
But I think that she got wrapped up in something. She got too big for her britches, and folks at CAA got her a good job and a good paycheck, so now she should enjoy it and go start a business of her own somewhere.
That's kind of what I'm confused about. When did we go to this this thing where whenever you get fired from a job, you walk away with just buttloads of money?
I know.
The guy from Google this week got fired, and he got like $90 million.
Fire me.
He gets fired, he gets $69 million. Hey, Doug, fire me, please.
Mm-hmm.
I need the check.
Yeah, I know.
It's true.
So you have a hard time getting that kind of dough out of me, Richie.
You'll owe me.
Yeah, right. I'm taking an IOU.
Right. I'm
if
good
you
with
will.
That.
Yeah. All right, so speaking of money, number seven, the Mega Millions jackpot, $1.6 billion. And the winner, I've not seen an identity on this winner. It came from South Carolina.
And you won't.
Good.
Who in their right mind would give up their name when they walk into $1 billion? Yeah.
Yeah, good.
You have
that's
everybody
smart.
Knocking on your door.
There were a number of winners of $1 million around the country. One of them was here in Massachusetts, a woman who was a nurse that she went into a convenience store. She and her husband, just a lark, they got a quick pick. And they actually got five of them. And so she went home, and they put it on the kitchen counter and forgot about it. And then for some reason or other, her husband looked at it on the night of the drawing, and he said, look at the first number. They had all the numbers, but they weren't in the right order. See, I learned something this week. I didn't know you could win if you had all the numbers, even if they aren't in the right order. I didn't know that.
Yes.
I may have won. Yeah, I could have won $15, $20 million myself, Richie, over the years.
You've probably thrown away winning tickets during your lifetime.
I probably have.
Your whole life could be different.
Yes.
And you've missed the opportunity. Did you hear about the elderly gentleman that went out to buy a ticket, fell down on his way to the store, broke his hip, went to the hospital. The nurses and the surgery felt sorry for him. The hospital ward had all chipped in and bought, a couple hundred dollars worth of tickets. They said, you can come in on our ticket, and they won.
Mm-hmm.
100 people combined for $1 million, and this guy won it.
Good.
He's part of the winning
Sweet.
Thing. Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of great stories, even though there's some tragic stories. People lose that when they get that much money, they don't know what to do, and they go bananas if they're not very sophisticated. But there are a number of people who have been fairly sophisticated, took that money, invested it well, and will live, and their families and their families beyond this family will live well forever. And so there are good stories and bad stories to this under the circumstances. Though the smart thing is you win this kind of dough, you don't tell anybody. You just keep,
show up for work the next
day. Hire your own plane quietly and take a trip somewhere.
Right.
By the way, the Powerball jackpot is like $700 million. There's nothing to sneeze at. And what I found out this week, and I didn't know this either, is that the people that run these jackpots, run these lotteries, have fiddled with the mechanisms to make it more difficult to win. So that's why these numbers keep going up. It's more promotion. They're pretty smart. Yeah. More promotion for them. More people buying tickets. More money for them to waste in the public sector. It's great, isn't it? So, meanwhile, back at the ranch.
I always think of you, Rich. When the jackpot's $1.6 billion, I go, I got to go get a ticket. And I always think of your voice saying, why waste your money on a ticket for that when you could buy one with much better odds for $7 million when nobody's won it?
Well, yeah. I mean, so you got the Powerball and the Mega Millions, right? So let's say the Mega Millions is up to $1 billion and the Powerball's like at a paltry $200 million. I'd buy the $200 million.
Well, there are all these state games, too. Like Massachusetts has cash and... And there's a bunch of different ways you can make $200,000-$300,000 every day.
But you know what they say?
No, Rich, what do they say?
Your investment counselor, okay, will come up to you and they will say, you know that $5 you put every week in the lotto for since you were 25 years old?
Yeah.
Had you put that into your 401k or an IRA over the course of your life, it would have turned into $1 million.
And right now, if you
do $5 a week into an IRA for 30 years, you got $1 million. You hit the lottery.
And then you take that $1 million and invest in cannabis stock, and it will be...
Roll the dice, baby.
You know that one company in Canada that went public this summer, the stock went out at $17. If you put $1,000 into that right now, today, it's worth $700,000 only 5 months after the stock went public.
Yeah, when Canada legalized this week, they sold out of pot. Who knew? I thought they were all like straight laced.
Their A's are going to be due right now.
A's, right. Hey, it's 16 after. Country. The benefits of using Calitrin to lose weight. Everybody does it from time to time. Some people decide they want to go on a diet. Some people decide they want to go on a program. And they buy stuff, spend a lot of money, and they take off the pounds. And then when they're done with the program, the weight comes back on again because you still like to eat ice cream and cake or whatever it is that put the pounds there in the first place. So if you get on to the Calitrin program, this is a 30-year success story. A lot of people have not heard about it. They came to me and said, will you talk about this on the air? I said, sure, because it fills the standard of the things that I want to be able to talk about with integrity. And this being an all-natural way of losing weight, I was right there, man. The collagen, which is the protein in your body that helps keep you and your muscles the way they're supposed to be working. Great deal on a great product that works super well to keep the weight off once you lose it. Taking collagen through Calitrin helps stimulate your body to produce more. That's what you want. Go to toploss.com. Toploss.com, code DJV for 10% off. Are you tossing and turning every night counting sheep? Gets a bit old, doesn't it? I've been there, done that. But now with MyPillow, those restless nights are long gone. I wake up feeling more refreshed than ever before. So why don't you do what I've done? Ditch those lumpy pillows. You deserve the best. Let MyPillow provide you with the comfortable night's sleep that you've been missing. Made right here in America, 100% machine washable and dryable. Unlike those other pillows, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and 60-day guarantee. What do you got to lose other than a sore neck and a bad night's rest? One click away from a great night's sleep. Go to MyPillow.com and use the discount code DJV. Buy one MyPillow, get the second one free. It doesn't make any difference. Any MyPillow, get the second one free. That's right, two MyPillows for the price of one. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. That's the code DJV at MyPillow.com. Are you tossing and turning every night counting sheep? Gets a bit old, doesn't it? I've been there, done that. But now, with my pillow, those restless nights are long gone. I wake up feeling more refreshed than ever before. So why don't you do what I've done? Ditch those lumpy pillows. You deserve the best. Let my pillow provide you with the comfortable night's sleep that you've been missing. Made right here in America, 100% machine washable and dryable. Unlike those other pillows, my pillow comes with a 10-year warranty and 60-day guarantee. What do you got to lose other than a sore neck and a bad night's rest? One click away from a great night's sleep. Go to MyPillow.com and use the discount code DJV. Buy one MyPillow, get the second one free. It doesn't make any difference. Any MyPillow, get the second one free. That's right, two MyPillows for the price of one. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV. That's the code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460 AM.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown, the review of the big hits from the News Talk Radio world this week. Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen here, putting it together. Just the two of us, Richie. I want to go through the people list right now. And maybe we'll take a shot at some of these people talking about them. Sandra Day O'Connor and her dementia diagnosis. She's in the number 10 slot. Megyn Kelly, number 9. The fellow who's the son of Jamal Khashoggi is at number 8. And Mohammed bin Salman is number 7. He's the crown prince. K. Keith Ellison is 6. Ted Cruz, you're always losing when you vote for Cruising. He's running against a guy named Beto O'Rourke. I don't know much about him, but those two are tied in number 5 position. Robert De Niro is in 4. Joe Biden, 3. Recipients of the mail. The Clintons and the Obamas are number 2, and Donald Trump's number 1. So these bombs, or whatever they are, the mail bomb, number 1, the pipe. Are they pipe bombs, or are they just box bombs? Whatever they are. They are pipe bombs?
Mm-hmm.
Some guy sent one of them without enough postage, and it went back to him. Whoever. Did you see that, the return to sender bomb?
Well, that should make things easy.
I don't know. I'm not taking this seriously, frankly. I'm not at all. I think this is there's something about this thing
that
makes it seem so silly.
Let me tell you what it is, okay? By the way, all the return addresses on them were Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
I know, yeah.
So they would have gone back to her. You've got 9 pipe bombs. None of them went off.
Mm-hmm.
They were all sent to Trump's critics, progressive people. This is a stunt, whether it's by and it's working. I think it's the Russians. I think it's the Russians playing their games again. Yeah. Divide us from within.
Yeah.
And it's working because look at this week. You've got the right saying that the left is doing it as a political stunt. And you've got the left saying it's all Trump and his wacky followers that are doing it, and it's working. So I think it's the Russians sitting up in the bleachers with their popcorn going, look, we did it again. We're such suckers. People, take the hook out of your mouth.
Naive.
We are
naive.
Being played. You are being played. Yeah. Don't let them win. As my friend Gordon Liddy used to say, suckers.
The news media makes us all suckers, or maybe they're the suckers themselves.
Well, they
get played.
Into it too. Yeah, they get played.
Yeah. Well, it's good for ratings. It's good for them in a manner of speaking. Speaking of good for ratings, when we next meet next weekend, it'll be the weekend before the midterm elections. So there's a week and a few days before situation gets, I guess it's tense now with some people. I'm looking at being able to walk up and down the street without seeing signs everywhere. You can't watch TV, the political ads everywhere, on the radio, television. I said this, I think, earlier, Richie. $938 million spent on advertising in just 4 of these congressional races. You know how much money is being spent in advertising? Great for the radio business.
Sure.
Super good for the radio business. Local radio loves this sort of thing. But at what point, I mean, look at some of these neighborhoods where the signs are up all over the place already. I guess it's great sport to a point, but it's becoming
I was talking to a host, another host here at Radio America, Jack Berkman. He's a lobbyist, a registered lobbyist, and has lots of lobbyist clients, some of the biggest, you know, defense contractors in the world. And so he does a talk show, and his perspective is kind of like, you know, from the K Street perspective. And he was just talking about the amount of money that goes into elections.
Huh?
You know, when you get your congressional elections, it's $2 to $20 million. Your Senate elections, it's usually like $5 to $30 million. Presidential elections up to $1 billion nowadays.
Yeah.
And where all the money comes from, it's just nuts, the money that gets rotated out there and floated out.
Nuts. Coming up, some of the important races to sort of focus on as we continue on the Talk Radio Review. Doug and Rich at 28 past the hour.
What's on your mind right now? Is it, do I really want this donut? Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin too. Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body, specifically your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Calitrin, we believe there is no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Calitrin. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Calitrin proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com. Or call us at 1-833-TOP-LOSS. After all, your body loves you, so love it back.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I spent years studying how to make this the best. I didn't make this because I wanted to make a company. Other companies are starting to catch on to this, and I buy every single other product that comes out so I can look at it and see it and test it. And I fear that people will buy some counterfeit and take it for a couple of months and go, oh, it's a bunch of crap. Doesn't work. Don't be fooled. This is the real stuff. We have absolutely the best process, and I can say that because we purchase every single one and check them out.
I took everything that was on the market. Nothing ever worked. Nothing ever worked. And this is the first thing that's really worked.
Nothing can compare with the benefits of Balance of Nature.
For a limited time, use discount code DJV to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code DJV.
KCNR 1460, your town hall of the Shasta County airwaves with news and talk that matters to our community. Weekdays 9 to noon, The Laura Ingram Show, your healthy radio addiction. Dave Ramsey from noon to 3, celebrating 25 years of answering life's tough money questions. And 3 to 6, Drive Home with Mark Levin, one of America's most popular conservative commentators and constitutional expert. KCNR 1460 with you throughout the day on your radio or streaming live. Miss a day, miss a lot.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
Monday Night Football is back, baby. Raiders, Niners, Seahawks, Cowboys, Vikings, where you at? Bet the Bookie returns again this year with Kenny Breedlove. Win cash and prizes every Monday night. Monday Night Football kicks off this year with a doubleheader on September 10th. The Jets versus the Lions, and the Rams take on the Raiders. Come get your football fix at Shameless O'Leary's. The best wings, burgers, and Irish nachos in town, plus over 16 brews on tap and over 100 unique whiskeys behind the bar. Wear your favorite team jersey and come play Bet the Bookie every Monday night. It's free to play and an absolute blast for couples or serious football fans. Place your bet and win. Don't forget Sunday Funday with the NFL ticket and Sunday brunch. Bloodies, mimosas, and a full breakfast menu. If you want to watch football, make it Shameless O'Leary's, California Street, downtown Reading.
Football, you say? Well, I've got $100 here, says football's supposed to be played with your feet.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 after the hour now, the Talk Radio Review, a weekly review, overview, if you will, of what's going on in the world of news talk radio. According to the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com has the stories listed, has the people on the list that have been most discussed this week. And one of them is Mad Dog Mattis.
What's Mad Dog?
You know
Dog?
About him, Richie?
Yeah.
Why do they call him Mad Dog?
That was his name when he was, I guess, in battle. He got known as Mad Dog.
Defense Secretary Mattis signing an order to send 800 military personnel to the border because the troops are needed to keep out these migrants. This is the silliest thing. And what I found out this week really sort of disturbed me with regard to how people use asylum. These people, by the way, if you haven't heard the background to this, they are seeking political asylum in the United States. It's not just a mad rush for the border. It's we want asylum. We have been injured. We have been hurt. We live in a country, Guatemala, that's falling apart. We are in danger. Our lives are at risk. And apparently that's what you need to say and or prove in order to get asylum. So not only it was four thousand at first, now it's like almost 10,000 walking 4 or 5 miles a day. They're 150 miles into Mexico, I think, at this point. This is the craziest thing. Not the craziest thing. That would be an exaggeration.
It's an invasion.
It's the craziest thing ever.
It's an invasion.
But yeah, and we just sit here and watch it like ants coming out of
right.
an anthill. So what do you do? Now, you mean to tell me that anybody, instead of sneaking across the border, all they have to do is go up to a Border Patrol agent and say, I would like asylum in the United States of America?
Yes.
That's it. That's it. Right? Remember that scene in The Hunt for Red October? You and I love that movie,
mm-hmm.
where after Basili has given him a ping or two, and they actually get on Scott Glenn is the captain of the American submarine, and he and Alec Baldwin's character get on the submarine, the Red October, and Sean Connery is the captain of the ship, played fabulously. It was a great movie, great, great movie. And so when they're all done with their talking, the captain of the Russian ship walks over to Scott Glenn's character and say, may I present to you the Russian nuclear submarine Red October and its crew? We are seeking political asylum in the United States of America. And every time I get goosebumps now just saying it, every time I see it, that movie, isn't it? I mean, that's kind of, that's what you would think asylum is all about.
Followed by
not
the classic
this mob.
Line, you
huh?
think they'll let me drive Winnebago across Montana?
Right.
Maybe that's what these people are thinking. All they want to do is drive a Winnebago across
yeah,
Montana.
That's it. That's right. Good God. So in the meantime.
So there are 2,100 National Guard troops there already, and they're going to have another 800 military. But what do you do if these people rush the military? What do you do? What do you
well,
do?
Trump is considering a major executive action, executive order, whatever it is, to keep the migrants. What's Mexico doing, though, is the question everybody's been asking all week. Apparently nothing. They're just letting them wander through.
They say that they tried. They say that they met them. They say that they've offered them asylum and given them 45 days to apply for asylum in Mexico. But, yeah, they just keep on coming.
Yeah. All right. I was looking at some of these. I promised we'd talk a little more about the races in Nevada. Race between Republican incumbent Dean Heller. I don't even know who he is. I never heard of this guy. Do you know Dean Heller? He's been a senator for a while.
Yeah, I know who he is. I mean, I don't know much about him.
Does he make any noise? He doesn't seem to be noisy.
Not so much.
No. He's running against Jack Rosen, the Democrat. And the according to the overview that I see of this, Richie, Latino voters like your wife who show up on Election Day mm-hmm. will carry the day.
We already voted. She already voted.
She did.
My Latino wife already voted, yes.
Yeah. And what does she think? When I first met her, I think the first question in my mind was whether she was legal or not. I think I asked you that, as a matter of fact.
I snuck her across the border. She was a citizen already before
she
I
already
met her.
Was.
Yes.
Yeah, right. Yep. Anyway.
Years
okay, let's
that.
See what else. Abigail Spanberger. Never heard of her. She was a former CIA officer, like Madam Secretary. She is going after Dave Bratt.
Oh, yeah.
In Virginia. What do you know about that?
I hear the ads.
They can flip it. Is she going to be able to flip it?
Well, remember Dave Bratt flipped it. He took Eric Cantor's spot, who was the minority whip.
Uh-huh.
And so he was a big one. So he's had two terms in there. So the radio ads are really hot and heavy on these two, calling each other every name in the political book. But I think he's doing okay.
Is he? All right. 16 transgender candidates on the ballot. They're not happy about the Trump administration plan to end legal recognition of their gender status. There you go. Let's see here. What are Republican Senate candidate Corey Stewart?
Yep.
What do you know about Corey Stewart?
He's a little nuts, but you know, it's a tough for us here in Virginia. It's a tough vote because Corey Stewart's just he's a little crazy, but you know.
Yeah. All right. So
trigger for him.
There are. Let's see here.
But you know what, Corey Stewart
added risk. I'm looking at the seats in the.
You know what Corey Stewart did that I liked.
No.
He was a county commissioner in the county next to us in Fairfax County, over in Loudoun County, and he was one of the first guys to go start rounding up illegals at these. You know how you get at the 7-Eleven or something like that, you'll have 10 or 15 Hispanic guys hanging out looking for day work.
Oh yeah.
And so he started saying,
Home Depot,
okay,
same thing.
This is pretty easy. We'll send our people over to the 7-Eleven and this, you know, Burger King, wherever these people are looking for day work, and we'll start asking the day workers for their identification and their status.
Mm-hmm.
And he started saying, okay, well, you're not legal, so let's bring you over here and let's, you know, hand you over to the feds. And he would do that, and the feds would say, well, we can't really do anything, so you just keep them. And and he actually won a second term as county commissioner because he did that. But then he let his head get to him a little bit. He's, you know. So, but he really kind of started that whole, really handing the illegal immigrants over to the feds, and the feds going, we don't have the capacity.
We don't have
to be
it. What
to
are we
going to
do with
them anyway? So.
We don't have them. We don't want them. They're too good for me. There are 5 Democratic at-risk House seats and 72 Republican at-risk House seats in the election next week. And in the Senate, 8 Democrats are at risk and 5 Republicans. So looks like the Republicans have an easy way into the Senate. Doesn't look so sure or secure for them in the House.
Correct.
What's the scuttlebutt in Washington that the Republicans, in fact, will lose the House?
There is an outside chance they could keep the House, but it looks like the.
So what happens if that's the case? Who becomes
Nancy
the Speaker of the House?
Nancy Pelosi.
Who's the Democrat?
Nancy Pelosi.
She does?
She
again?
The Speaker of the House. And there are some that say that she won't accept it, that she'll accept it just for the vindication, and then she'll, you know, retire or something like that from that position and give it to somebody else. But you would think that if Trump had to deal with the Democrats in the House, that they would try to impeach him, that they would not get any bills done. But, my lobbyist friend thinks that they could do something on infrastructure. He thinks that Trump would be happy to work on an infrastructure deal with the Democrats and that they could actually get something done. And in many ways, he thinks that Trump would rather work with Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats than Paul Ryan. So, I don't know. Yeah. We'll see.
Well, Ryan's retiring anyway, right? He decided not to run for re-election.
Right.
What's his new job? He must have some cushy big new job.
Oh yeah, he'll get something in the private sector where he can spend more time with his family and make a lot more money.
Yeah, there you go. That's what it's about. Some of them like the power, so they stay there forever, and others they take advantage of the power and they
you
get
know
themselves
what? Yeah.
good jobs.
It's
okay.
Fine. Go ahead. You did your time. Leave. Go make some money now. And let somebody else in there.
Yeah.
I'd rather we did that with everybody. They should all leave.
44, yeah, that'd be nice. 44 after the hour. Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen reviewing what's going on the list side of what's at Talkers Magazine, where Talkers Radio and Talkers Television is, Talkers.com. If you would like to leave a really good impression on someone, think first about when you look at someone or when they look at you, what do you think they first look at? Most studies show that they look at your smile. No matter what sex you are, men looking at women's smile, women looking at men's smile, It's the most unforgettable feature that you have. And if you don't have perfect teeth, if they are ugly, if they are colored, if they have yellow, yungabunga, you don't want that. So how about you try what I have tried and lots of other people, power swabs. First developed by the dentist, Dr. Martin Ginniger, he sold it to the trade. Only his fellow dentists could use, and that's what they use to brighten your teeth. Charge you $1,000 for it. Well, you don't have to do that now because Ginniger has made power swabs a very popular, very, very popular product with the masses. And you can get your white smile back again using the product that is Power Swabs, which is basically it's a combination of natural patented tooth detergent and a whitening agent. That's how the stains are lifted off of your teeth. You're not going to ruin the enamel. You're going to have a tray in your mouth for half an hour. Just take the tube, snap it, take the Q-tip and rub it on your teeth. Bingo, you got whiter teeth in 5 minutes. Keep it up every week, and you'll stay a beautiful smile, a wonderful, recognizable smile people will talk about. Only way to get power swabs to remove the stains on your teeth is to call 800-208-1797. Tell them you're listening to the DJV show or Doug Steffen. They'll sell you this at half price, half the retail price for power swabs, 800-208-1797. Save your smile, save your friendship, save your warmth. It's hygienist approved as well. 800-208-1797. Very, very, very good conclusion to this effort. White teeth swell. 800-208-1797. Use the code DJV. Get them at half price.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The list of people. The focus on these names as they're connected to the big stories. So here they are for this week. At number 10, it's Sandra Day O'Connor. At number 9, it's Megyn Kelly. At number 8, Recep Erdogan. Number 7, Mohammed bin Salam. Keith Ellison is at 6. Ted Cruz at 5, tied with Beto O'Rourke. Fellows running against him in the Senate seat down in Texas. Robert De Niro at number 4. Joe Biden at 3. The Clintons and the Obamas tied for the second place, and Donald Trump, as usual and appropriate, occupies the first number 1 slot as far as being discussed on the radio. He's the king, making it that way himself, it would seem. That's the story at the moment. A list of people from the folks at Talkers Magazine. At Talkers.com, we can find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television at Talkers.com.
Hi, I'm Danny Lifford with Today's Homeowner, giving you a few tips in being able to have a safer and healthier home. And one thing you can do for both of those, as well as making your home a little more energy efficient, is to add insulation in your attic. We're using a mineral wool insulation from Rockwool that I've used a lot over the years because it's mildew resistant, extremely easy to install, and also it's very fire resistant. It may give your family a little extra time to get out of the house in the unfortunate situation of a fire. We're also trying to improve our indoor air quality by making sure all of our exhaust fans go all the way to the outside and actually enhancing the experience a little bit by installing an MP3 player that's part of the Braun Sensonic brand. Really cool to have that music while you're in the shower. And video surveillance cameras from Carrier, the core system, are so easy to install. Put them on the shelf and plug them in. More information available for you at todayshomeowner.com.
Calitrin contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take, even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to lose the weight, get on the program, maintain your weight, stay on the program, take care of things, aches and pains, stay with Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin. You get it by going to toploss.com, 10% off when you use the DJV code, and if you buy more than 3 bottles, you get a 4th one free. Make sure you check that box, though, for DJV to get the special deal, or you can talk to a counselor at 833-TOPLOSS. People hear me talking about Calitrin on the air, and they want to know what the real deal is, what the story is. So I tell them to call that number and talk to an expert. Get on the program, sign up, Get the all of the benefits by going to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV. All right, you know what? This is really frustrating.
What's
I'd
that?
I'd rather be talking about Ice-T getting arrested in his new car going over the speed limit on the Washington Bridge. He was driving a Bentley, and he traded that in for a some kind of an Aston Martin, or I don't know what is it, some fast real no a McLaren.
Oh.
So he's going. He goes
wow.
through the Easy Pass lane, and doesn't have the Easy Pass thing in his car, so he gets chased by the police, and I don't know whether they stopped him, and he was on his way to the set when he was stopped. So apparently they couldn't do the rest of whatever had to be done on Law and Order SVU with him because he was in the slammer.
Well, in a McLaren, you can make up time pretty quickly, so.
Yeah, no mistake there. I'd rather drive the Bentley, though, thanks. 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The list of people, the focus on these names as they're connected to the big stories. So here they are. For this week, at number 10, it's Sandra Day O'Connor. At number 9, it's Megyn Kelly. At number 8, Recep Erdogan. Number 7, Mohammed bin Salam. Keith Ellison is at 6. Ted Cruz at 5, tied with Beto O'Rourke. Fellows running against him in the Senate seat down in Texas. Robert De Niro at number 4. Joe Biden at 3. The Clintons and the Obamas tied for the second place, and Donald Trump, as usual and appropriate, occupies the first number one slot as far as being discussed on the radio. He's the king, making it that way himself, it would seem. That's the story at the moment. The list of people from the folks at Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. You can find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television at Talkers.com.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Light Church in Bella Vista. Are you aware there are at least 7 million people in California who call themselves Christians? And of them, less than 15% will vote this coming election. If we are to survive the continuing moral decay of our California political leaders, every Christian must stand up, be counted, and vote. In order to return to godly moral values, Christians must vote according to the principles of the Bible. Regardless of your political party, please vote for candidates who believe in and live the values taught in the Word of God. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Hi, this is Don Burton. In the wake of the car fire, disaster rumors seem to move quickly and in some cases can be devastating to companies and individuals. One of those rumors relates to Palomar Builders and its owner, Jeb Allen. There's a rumor that Jeb has raised the prices on all his homes in an effort to profit from this disaster. Nothing could be farther from the truth. In the 30 years that Palomar Builders have been building homes in the North State, they have never had a price increase greater than 3%, ever. And many of the homes that were for sale were immediately opened up to displaced fire victims on the onset of the fire. And so many people know Jeb Allen and Palomar Builders as a giving company. And it's true, they've donated over $500,000 to Make-A-Wish in the past 2 years. Our community is important to Jeb Allen and Palomar Builders because they're part of this community. In an effort to help with home ownership, Jeb is offering $10,000 in free upgrades on any Palomar home in the month of August. For more information, contact Tom Pavick of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties at 941-9534.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's moving and grooving. It's Tech Talk time, a review of the top 5 items this week. Victoria is out ill, so the Dougster will take care of business here. Going through the top 5, starting at number 5, a focus on Apple. They've released a new version of their bagel emoji in the latest update. You told me it was emoji. I say emoji, emoji. Kara, you like emoji.
You can
emoji.
Continue being wrong. I do like I emoji. Or right. Unique, however you want to look at it.
I'll be unique. Anyway, Apple announced the release. There were 70 new emoji that have been put out. And for whatever the reason, and I don't quite understand, what you can help me clarify why the bagel emoji has been something that...
It's a silly controversy, but they released a picture of the bagel, and it was just a plain bagel with absolutely no toppings
cheese.
On it. No
yeah.
one eats a bagel like that, and so people were very upset, especially New Yorkers and Philadelphia cream cheese. And so they added a smear of cream cheese on top, and now everyone's very happy.
So let's move on then, if everybody's happy, to Prince Harry's ring, number 4 this week in the countdown to... Number 1 of the top items from the world of technology, a small black ring Prince Harry is wearing. It's an accessory generating a lot of speculation around the world. Source of the mysterious band is revealed this week. A health tracker getting a lot of backing. The focus from Silicon Valley is this Aura ring. It's about to gain a mass market push. Isn't that smart? Give it to somebody like the Prince, who everybody's following, and people look at that ring and say, hey, what's that? And so they're now giving this ring, apparently, to celebrities and business tycoons, athletic elites. The gadget monitors the quality of your sleep. The level of daily activity makes recommendations based on the data that come from the ring. It also monitors your heartbeat, heart rate, body temperature, that sort of thing, so you'll know if you are well or not. Data from the ring transferred to your phone, and the device then, the ring itself, you got to put on a charger, and of course your phone's got to stay charged up for you to be able to read it. So, monitoring your health, big deal these days. Silicon Valley making a lot of products offering to track your personal data, and then where does it go? That's the question, huh? The market for this sort of thing projected to reach $76 billion next year. Chief Operating Officer for Facebook, Sheryl Sandberg, and Arianna Huffington from the Huffington Post, Media Mogul, etc., spoke about the need for quality sleep in recent speeches. 60 million people take some form of sleep medication. And did you know that? Whether it's all natural stuff or whether it's Ambien, that sort of thing. So this is supposed to help you monitor so you can better understand what your sleep patterns are and what you need for a better night's sleep without taking a lot of drugs. Well, good luck to them. Number 3 on the countdown from the world of technology, Apple's streaming television service, said to resemble Amazon Prime Video and Netflix, launching next year, featuring a mix of original programming, access to third-party services, and the ability to subscribe directly to channel packages offered by network providers, cable providers. It's like the Amazon Channels feature. One snag, though, Apple doesn't appear willing to let the software exist outside its own hardware, which may limit. In other words, you got to have an Apple device in order to use it. So far, they signed a multi-year deal with Oprah Winfrey to develop some new shows, ordered a pair of children's shows from the creators of Sesame Street, series from La La Land director Damien Chazelle, a thriller series from M. Night Shyamalan, a drama about morning show stars Reese Witherspoon, Jennifer Aniston, that kind of stuff. Also reports it's working to acquire the rights for an animated film. So that's what's cooking with Amazon. I'm sorry, with Apple. Firefox, number 2. Firefox 63 can block third-party cookies. The folks at Mozilla have introduced enhanced tracking protection, blocking third-party trackers to increase your privacy. That's good. I use Mozilla. They've been focused on data and privacy a lot in recent months, announcing features like having Firefox block ad tracking. For now, Firefox 63 has enhanced tracking protection. It's by default, but it gives users the option to block third-party tracking cookies and block all trackers as well. So that's good news for those of us who use that product. And the number 1 tech story this week, Yahoo paying $50 million in damages for 200 million people in the U.S. and Israel who had their personal data breached. In 2013, Yahoo suffered a breach, affected 3 billion user accounts. So this is payback time. You may get $25, but listen, something's better than nothing, right? That's technology this week. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
KCNR 1460. You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostro. After a week that saw a pipe bomb mailer captured and a massacre at a Pittsburgh synagogue that killed 11 people, Republican Senator James Lankford, a member of the Senate Homeland Security Committee, says domestic terrorism remains an issue of concern.
We as Americans have the basic right of protection of privacy, and we should have that right of protection of privacy. But that also means it's very difficult for law enforcement if someone does what is called goes from flash to bang very, very quickly.
Lankford was a guest on CBS's Face the Nation. Overseas, a Lion Air passenger jet crashed into the sea shortly after takeoff from Jakarta and was carrying 188 passengers and crew members. Indonesia's disaster agency posted photos on Twitter of debris, including crushed smartphones, books, bags, parts of the aircraft fuselage that had been collected by search and rescue vessels. Meanwhile, Indonesian TV broadcast pictures of a fuel slick as well as a debris field. In Los Angeles about an hour and a half ago.
Here comes a 1-2 pitch.
Joe Buck with a call. Chris Sale striking out Manny Machado, bottom of the ninth. Boston grabs their fourth World Series championship in 15 years behind David Price's pitching and Steve Pierce's power. Alex Cora becomes the first manager from Puerto Rico to guide a team to the title, and he's just the fifth rookie skipper to do it overall. Price threw three-hit ball into the eighth inning. Pierce hit two home runs. A night after his homer and three-run double spurred a late rally. Mookie Betts, J.D. Martinez also connected. Red Sox hit three home runs off Clayton Kershaw. Pierce, by the way, received Most Valuable Player Award from the series. Incidentally, L.A. lost Game 7 of the series last year to Houston, also at Dodger Stadium, by the same score. News and analysis at townhall.com.
G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest Free. I want to personally thank all my Plug-In Pest Free customers who have taken the time out to call, write, and who have left messages to thank me for ridding their homes and businesses of unwanted rodent and pest problems. So from me to you, I thank you. Plug-In Pest Free is the only scientifically tested and, more importantly, consumer-proven electromagnetic pest management system since 1995. Why put up with those annoying rodents and pests any longer? Plug-In Pest Free is 100% chemical-free, making it your safest bet to manage your rodent and pest problems around your family and pets. With a 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. So order yours today at gopestfree.com. Use promo code SAVE20 for 20% off and free shipping. That's gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget. Gopestfree.com today.
After the weekend, officials say those in and around Austin can now safely drink the water.
The boil water notice was put in place October 22nd after the city's water supply was filled with silt, mud, and debris from recent flooding. In Austin proper, the notice was rescinded as of 3 p.m. Sunday. And on Saturday, the West Travis County Public Utility Agency lifted its boil water notice after the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality reported test results do show tap water meets purity standards. Restrictions on water use remain in place price, though, for outdoor irrigation, filling pools, operating ornamental fountains, and washing homes and vehicles. Val Dior reporting.
October 28, 1962, Soviet leader Nikita Khrushchev informed the United States he had ordered the dismantling of missile bases in Cuba. In return, the U.S. secretly agreed to remove nuclear missiles from U.S. installations in Turkey. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Trump administration officials are decrying the series of pipe bombs sent this month to a number of government officials. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen tells Fox News Sunday, people must express themselves in an appropriate way.
These calls to violence, these calls to disruption are not effective, not productive, and frankly, they just contribute to additional deconstruction of our ability to work together.
Nielsen adds people using the First Amendment as an excuse for committing an act of violence will not be tolerated. The Filipino president has put the corruption-plagued Bureau of Customs temporarily under military control amid a scandal after 2 huge shipments of illegal drugs reportedly slipped past through the port of Manila. President Rodrigo Duterte made the announcement late Sunday in a profane-laden speech in southern Davao City before an audience that included the visiting Chinese foreign minister. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
When it comes to cryptocurrencies and blockchain technologies, Pegasus FinTech.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I got to ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite-lined roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it forever furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and up first this time around, a Halloween episode of Our Miss Brooks. And then after Eve Arden, the next talented lady you'll hear will be Alice Faye, a former big screen musical singing star who, along with her longtime husband Phil Harris, headed up their very own radio comedy series, supported by some equally talented folks, including Walter Tetley and Elliot Lewis. Ah, but that comes later, because right now it's a trip to Madison High School. In addition to Eve Arden as Connie, you'll hear Jane Morgan as her landlady, Mrs. Davis, Richard Crenna as Walter Denton, Gloria McMillan as Harriet, Gail Gordon as Principal Conklin, and Jeff Chandler as Mr. Boynton. Planning a Halloween party. This is from October 30th, 1949.
Colgate Dental Cream to clean your breath while you clean your teeth and help stop tooth decay, and Luster Cream Shampoo for soft, glamorous, caressable hair bring you Our Miss Brooks, starring Eve Arden. It's time once again for another comedy episode of Our Miss Brooks, written by Al Lewis. Well, many of us find it extremely difficult to get up early every morning, but our Miss Brooks, who teaches English at Madison High School, has been doing it for years.
Yes, and I've learned one thing about early rising that's helped me immeasurably. Once I jump out of bed, close the window, and do my setting up exercises, there's only one more thing I want to do, and that's to get right back in bed again. Last Friday morning, though, I was up and almost dressed by the time my landlady knocked on the door.
Time to get up, Connie.
I am up, Mrs. Davis. Come on in. I'm trying to get to school early so I can chat with Mr. Boynton for a few minutes before our first class.
Is Mr. Boynton still as unapproachable as ever, Connie?
I guess so, Mrs. Davis. But you know something? During this past week, I've gotten closer to him than ever before.
Really, dear? How did you do that?
I've been wearing my sneakers to school. I hope hope I've got time for breakfast before Walter Denton comes to pick me up. There's something he wants to talk to me about before school starts.
Well, he can talk to you at breakfast, Connie. My goodness, you've got to keep your strength up some way. We both know you don't get enough sleep.
Well, I didn't last night. Minerva slept in here with me, and she was very restless.
I don't know what's the matter with that cat lately. Between you and me, Connie, I think she's got something.
Between you and me, I think she's got several.
Maybe it's a mistake to let her get so friendly with the collie next door. They play together all the time, you know.
Oh, so that's the source. Mm-hmm. Minerva had me up half the night with her pounding.
That's just her tail beating on the floor while she's hunting.
Well, I don't mind her tail thumping so much, but every time she catches something with one paw, she applauds with the other three.
Suppose we join Minerva in the breakfast nook. I've just given her some milk.
Fine, I'll have a saucer full, too.
Sit right down, dear. I'll boil you a couple of eggs.
Just one egg will be plenty, Mrs. Davis.
Well, I... Oh, Walter... That must be Walter Denton now.
Just six eggs will be plenty, Mrs. Davis. The door isn't locked. Come in, Walter.
Ah, hiya, Miss Brooks, Mrs. Davis.
Hello, Walter.
How do you want your eggs, Walter?
Quickly, please.
Have any breakfast yet?
Oh, sure, but it's 7:30 almost, and we eat an awful early breakfast at my place.
How early?
6:45.
I don't know how you're still standing up.
I'll whip up an omelet for all of us.
Miss Brooks, I'd like to ask you about something.
What's that, Walter?
Well, as you know, Halloween is usually celebrated tomorrow night, Saturday. But Harriet Conklin's going up to her folks' bungalow at Crystal Lake for the weekend, so we wondered if it would be all right with you if we celebrated the holiday tonight.
Well, why come to me? Shouldn't you contact the Goblins Union?
We wanted to sort of have a little party. You know, Harriet, my pal Stretch Snodgrass, and I, and we were planning on inviting you, too.
Oh? Where were you planning on holding this party, Walter?
At your place.
How nice of you to invite me along. But I'm afraid we couldn't have any Halloween parties here, Walter. After all, I don't own this cottage. I just rent a room from Mrs. Davis.
Oh, we've already got her permission. She's going to the movies tonight. Harriet asked her on the phone yesterday. It's just up to you, Miss Brooks.
Well, I'm afraid I'm not interested in Halloween parties, Walter. I've got quite a bit of work to catch up on, and tonight looks like an ideal time to do it. Sorry, but you'll have to hold your party someplace else.
Gee, Miss Brooks, Harriet and Stretch will be awfully disappointed. So will Mr. Boynton.
Mr. Boynton?
Yeah. I was talking to him yesterday, and he was saying what swell fun he always thought Halloween was when he was a kid. And then we invited him to the party, too, and he accepted. And now there's no place to have the party.
What's wrong with having the party right here?
Hello, principal's office. Osgood Conklin himself speaking.
Hello, Osgood. It's me, Martha.
We've been married 18 years, woman. I know your name.
Please, dear. Do try not to be so testy. Do you realize that you left home this morning without even saying goodbye?
Well, that's easily remedied. Goodbye.
Osgood, I just called to remind you about your doctor's appointment this morning. He said he wanted to see you before we go to Crystal Lake tomorrow.
I am well aware of that fact. I've had plenty of time to think about it during the sleepless hours I spent listening to your dog thumping his tail at the foot of our bed all night.
But Prince was so lonesome, dear. After all, we've got each other. He's all alone.
Well, he wasn't alone last night. I never heard such scratching in all my born days. What's he got, anyway?
Well, he can't possibly have anything, dear. You know he doesn't play with other dogs. In fact, he would have died of loneliness last week if I hadn't taken him over to Mrs. Davis's to play with her cat, Minerva.
Well, you've got to keep him away from me. My blood pressure is higher than it's been in years. To make my morning complete, when I bent down to tie my shoelaces, my glasses fell off.
Did they break?
Not until I straightened up and stepped on them.
Well, darling, in a couple of days in Crystal Lake. That will make a new man of you. Now go down to the doctor's and get a nice sedative to take with you.
Very well, Martha. It's a good thing I have an extra pair of glasses with me, or I couldn't find my way to the door.
Now, whatever you do, Osgood, don't break those.
Thank you, my dear. I think that's sterling advice. Goodbye. It's later than I thought. I'd better hurry.
So you see, Walter, if we all meet in the cafeteria at lunchtime, we can make the plans for... Oh!
Good. Miss Brooks, I presume.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, Mr. Conklin. I didn't see you coming. Oh, dear, I seem to have broken your glasses. Do you have another pair?
No, Miss Brooks, I haven't. But perhaps I could get you a long stick and let you smash the windows in my office!
You seem to be in quite a hurry, Mr. Conklin. Could I maybe take you somewhere?
Who is speaking?
It's me, Walter Denton. Your daughter Harriet's dream boat.
My daughter Harriet's... I'll talk to you later, Miss Brooks. Denton, pick up that shattered glass.
Yes, sir. Well, what should I do with it, Mr. Conklin?
Eat it, you lame brain dunce!
Gosh, Mr. Conklin's sure in a bad mood today. He looks pretty purple, doesn't he?
Even for him. He certainly is excitable.
Hi, Walter. Oh, hello, Miss Brooks.
Hi.
Hello, Harriet.
Did you run into Daddy yet this morning?
It's in the hands of the insurance company now.
His temper's pretty miserable today.
Yes, I know. Poor Daddy, he's been depressed all week long. I don't know what it is. We all try to please him.
What he needs is some recreation and diversion. Say, I have an idea.
What is it, Miss Brooks?
Well, instead of my place tonight, why don't we have our Halloween party at your house, Harriet? That way we could surprise your father and cheer him up a little bit.
Wonderful.
Miss Brooks, you've done it again.
We're right in the middle of the Halloween party from Our Miss Brooks. We'll be right back.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
When you need assistance applying for veteran benefits, consider utilizing the Shasta County Veteran Service Office. our veteran representatives are all military veterans that are highly trained and fully accredited, giving you the best support possible. This is Celestina Traver, your Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. We welcome you to our office at 1855 Shasta Street to see what benefits are awaiting you. Please call us at 225-5616.
KCNR 1460, your town hall of the Shasta County airwaves with news and talk that matters to our community. Weekdays 9 to noon, the Laura Ingram Show, your healthy radio addiction. Dave Ramsey from noon to 3, celebrating 25 years of answering life's tough money questions. And 3 to 6, Drive Home with Mark Levin, one of America's most popular conservative commentators and constitutional expert. KCNR 1460 with you throughout the day on your radio or streaming live. Miss a day, miss a lot.
And now let's get back to Our Miss Brooks on When Radio Was.
Anxious as I was to get back into Mr. Conklin's good graces, I determined to make the Halloween party Friday night a roaring success. I had asked the kids to meet me in the school cafeteria at lunchtime, and the first one to show up was Madison's star athlete, Stretch Snodgrass. Although a whiz on the football field, Stretch's outstanding scholastic achievement occurred during a test last week when he spelled his name correctly. I was having a cup of coffee when he approached my table.
Here I am, Miss Brooks. Mind if I sit down?
Not at all, Stretch, but wouldn't you like to bring some food over before we discuss the party?
Oh, no, ma'am. I already ate.
Please, Stretch. I've already eaten.
Oh, good. Then we can get right down to business. Walter said he thought we all ought to masquerade as something tonight.
That's a fine idea, Stretch. You could come as a student.
I got my outfit all set, Miss Brooks. I got some chaps home and spurs and two six-shooters that shoot real blanks. I'm coming as Hopalong Cassidy. That is, if nobody minds.
Why should anybody mind, unless Roy Rogers shows up?
What are you going to masquerade as, Miss Brooks?
Oh, I haven't made up my mind yet, Stretch. Of course, every good Halloween party should have a witch. Yes, I might come as a witch.
Perfect.
Don't sound so enthusiastic. Pretty short notice to get a costume made, and I may not...
Why go to all that trouble? Why don't you just wear what you got on?
Big as he is, I'll have to slug him. Now, look, Stretch,
I... Hi, Miss Brooks, Stretch. Well, things are sure shaping up. Look at these swell noisemakers I bought this morning.
When did you find time to get all this junk, Walter?
I sneaked out of one of my morning classes.
Walter, you didn't.
Well, it was important, Miss Brooks. Besides, there's no harm done. Nobody even noticed I was gone.
That's what I like, a nice observant teacher.
Oh, it wasn't the teacher's fault. You were facing the blackboard at the time. Hey, look at this horn. It's got a siren in the mouthpiece. Listen.
Please, Walter, you're in the cafeteria.
So what?
One more blast like that, and the beef stew will pull over to the right. Now tell me, how are you going to the masquerade?
I got a terrific idea, Miss Brooks. I'm just going to put on an old sheet. Do you think Mr. Conklin will get a kick out of me as a ghost?
If he thought it was on the level, it would add 10 years to his life.
What are you coming as, Miss Brooks?
Oh, I haven't quite decided yet. Any suggestions?
Oh, just one. I don't want you to think I'm being fresh or anything, but, well, this is going to be a Halloween party, and, well, I'd be glad to furnish you with a broom.
I guess I'm a natural for it.
Look who's coming over.
Oh, it's Mr. Boynton. Hello, Mr. Boynton.
Hello, Walter.
Hello, Mr. Boynton.
Hello, Stretch. Hello, Miss Brooks.
Hello, Mr. Boynton. Goodbye, Walter. Goodbye, Stretch.
We ain't going nowhere.
Stretch. Don't you know the old expression, two's company, three's a crowd?
Well, sure I do. But there's four of us.
Harriet, figure out a costume for tonight. See you later, folks.
Yeah, see you later, folks.
Oh, so long, boys. Well, Miss Brooks, I think it's a splendid idea you're giving this little surprise party for our principal tonight. It should do him a world of good.
It should do us a world of good, too, if he brightens up a bit. What kind of an outfit do you think you'll wear, Mr. Boynton?
Well, I've got a skeleton costume home that I used to have quite a bit of fun with in my college days. It's just a black, tight-fitting garment with a bunch of bones hanging on it.
Bones?
Yes, they're treated with a phosphorescent paint that makes them glow in the dark. It's quite a startling effect, the more so since I gathered the bones when I was an anatomy student.
From anyone I know?
I don't mean to dwell on it, Miss Brooks, but I find bones a rather fascinating subject, don't you?
That depends on what they're wrapped up in.
Yes. How are you masquerading tonight?
Oh, I don't know. If you're coming as a skeleton, maybe I'll come as a bottle of vitamins. I'm really a little stumped, Mr. Boynton. What do you think I should be?
Well, the two most popular figures associated with Halloween are a black cat and a witch.
And I'm much too tall for a cat. Walter! Oh, Walter!
Yes, Miss Brooks?
Get a lube job on that broom, boy. Constance Brooks rides tonight.
I'm glad we're going away in the morning, Martha. Dr. Benson told me I'm very close to the breaking point.
Yes. Of course, Oswald.
Don't shout so. He said that some of my trouble was caused by my blood pressure, but that part of it was due to an overactive imagination. He wants me to be calm, relax more. I'd like to see him relax with that recurring dream I've had.
You mean the one where the ghost visits you at night?
Yes. Only the last couple of times it's gotten worse. Instead of a plain ghost, I've been getting one with Walter Denton's head on it.
Really, Osgood, I just don't know what you've got against that poor boy. Harriet's very fond of him.
Then she should see a doctor, too. Where is she, Martha?
Well, she's in her room, dear, getting dressed. She said something about a party tonight.
Parties? It's all kids nowadays think about. Well, there won't be any parties at Crystal Lake. There won't be any nightmares either. Why, Martha, do you realize that while I was sitting in the doctor's office today, I saw a bulldog by his desk?
A bulldog?
It was the shadow of his umbrella stand. But I almost jumped out of my skin before he explained it.
Well, things like that happen to people every day, Osgood.
Not to me, they don't. At least they'd better not. How do you think the Board of Education would like it if they thought one of their principals went round seeing bulldogs?
Just don't mention it to anyone, darling. Now I'm going to get you a glass of warm milk, and you stay right comfy in your chair till I get back.
You're very well. Yes. That thing looked like a bulldog. Martha's right, though. I'd better not mention it to a soul. Now, who in the world can that be? Coming!
Good evening, Mr. Conklin. May I come in?
There's no tactful way I can refuse you admission. Come in, Miss Brooks.
Have the others arrived yet?
Others? What others?
You'll see when they get here. Is Harriet at home?
Yes, she's putting on her party dress.
Oh, then you know about it. It should do you a lot of good, Mr. Conklin. There's nothing like a house full of people to get your mind off yourself.
A house full of... Miss Brooks, is this party to be given in this house?
Of course.
I see. Then if you'll excuse me, I'll just take my hat and coat and beat an orderly retreat.
But, Mr. Conklin...
My doctor has forbidden any excitement whatsoever.
Your doctor? This is a fine time to tell me. I mean, I didn't know you were in such bad shape, Mr. Conklin.
I am on the verge of a nervous collapse, Miss Brooks. But I don't want to spoil everybody's fun. I'll just leave quietly.
Leave? But, Mr. Conklin, where'll you go?
What's the difference where I go? I'll just wander around the park like a homeless gypsy.
You can't do that. You wouldn't look good in earrings. I mean, you're not a well man, Mr. Conklin. Look, Mrs. Davis is going to the movies tonight. Now, why don't you let me drive you over to our place until I can eliminate the horde of pests, guests who are coming here? You'll love it over there, Mr. Conklin. You'll be able to relax completely.
If it will stave off my breakdown, Miss Brooks, it's the least I can do for my family.
Miss Brooks left right after dinner, Mr. Boynton. I guess she forgot to buy a few items for the party tonight. I'm sure she'll be right back.
Fine.
Swell. This way our surprise will work out even better.
Surprise?
Yes, ma'am. We thought we'd try out some of our Halloween tricks on Miss Brooks before we go over to Mr. Conklin's house.
That's a wonderful idea.
I hope I didn't scare you in my ghost outfit.
No, I thought you were the laundry man.
How do you like my costume, Mrs. Davis?
My, you've lost weight, haven't you?
This is a skeleton suit in honor of Halloween.
Isn't that terrifying? And who's this cowboy with you?
I'm Hopalong Cassidy, Mrs. Davis, but I'm really Stretch Snodgrass.
I'd never have known. Well, if you'll all go into the house, I'm sure Miss Brooks will be delighted to see you. I've got to get down to the theater now.
Oh, what movie are you seeing tonight, Mrs. Davis?
Jolson Sings Again, Again.
Again, again?
I saw it last week also. Have a nice time, children.
What should I do with this bucket of water we're ducking for apples in, Waller?
Oh, just put it down by the piano, Stretch. Now, I'll tell you what we'll do. Before Miss Brooks comes back, let's all hide somewhere so we can really surprise her.
Good idea, Walter. Now, why don't you get behind that couch? Stretch, you hide behind the kitchen door, and I'll get into the hall closet.
Great. Then we'll all come out when I blow this whistle. Okay?
Gotcha, Walter. Hey, look, out the window. Miss Brooks is coming up the walk, and she's got Mr. Conklin with her.
Mr. Conklin? Oh, she probably wanted to get him out of the way while we were getting things ready at his place.
So much the better. We'll surprise both of them at the same time. Now, first I'll put the lights out. Quick, let's get out of sight.
Well, here we are, Mr. Conklin. I guess Mrs. Davis has left for the movies. The lights are all out.
But it does seem quite deserted in here.
I'll turn on this hall light so you can see to hang your things up in the closet. I'll turn some lights on in the living room while you put your hat and coat away.
Thank you, Miss Brooks.
What? Miss Brooks! Miss Brooks!
What is it, Mr. Conklin? What's the trouble?
Your closet, in the hall. What do you keep in there?
My coat, Mr. Conklin.
I see. Tell me, Miss Brooks, is it a long black coat with luminous bones?
Luminous bones? Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, please wait right here, Mr. Conklin. I'll investigate.
Oh, it's me, Miss Brooks. You should have seen Mr. Conklin's face when
get
he was...
Get behind those other coats immediately, Mr. Boynton.
But, Miss Brooks...
I can't explain now, but don't you dare come out of there until you get a signal.
Well, Miss Brooks, what did you see?
See? I didn't see anything, Mr. Conklin. It must have been your imagination.
My imagination? Then the doctor was right.
That, Mr. Conklin?
I'd rather not talk about it, Miss Brooks. If I could just lie down somewhere.
Oh, of course, Mr. Conklin. Just stretch out on this couch. I'll go get another cushion for you.
All right. That's better. I must be quite a sick man. If I weren't sick, I wouldn't be moaning like this. On the other hand, it's better than trying... What am I saying? I'm not the one who's moaning.
I've returned. I've come back.
Who's that?
Where are you?
Look behind you. Behind the cow.
Behind the cow. Elmo!
Mr. Conklin, are you all right? What happened?
Miss Brooks, how long have I been asleep?
Asleep? You just hit the couch, Mr. Conklin. Which reminds me, maybe you'd better see a good psychiatrist. This screaming of yours can lead to something dangerous.
Just do me a favor, Miss Brooks. Look behind that couch.
Certainly, sir, if it'll make you feel any better. But I assure you, there's absolutely nothing behind this couch. I'm sorry if I startled you, Mr. Conklin, but my cat Minerva's back here.
With a sheet?
She was making her bed. Stay out of sight, Minerva. There's a good Gerga boy. A girl.
If you don't mind, Miss Brooks, I'd like to take a couple of pills my doctor prescribed. May I have some water, please?
Certainly, sir. If you've got an extra pill or two, I'll be happy to join you. Just sit right here, Miss Conklin. I'll go into the kitchen and get some water. No, on second thought, you'd better come with me. I don't want you to get nervous again.
Yes, I think you're right, Miss Brooks. Doesn't do for me to be alone lately.
Now, where is that light switch?
Well, dog might catch if it ain't roundup time.
Was that?
What was what?
Miss Brooks, do you mean to tell me I've actually taken leave of my senses?
Well, it isn't a real leave, Mr. Conklin. You're just on a weekend pass. Oh, lots of people get temporary hallucinations. Maybe we'd better go back to your house.
Yes, yes, at a time like this, I suppose I should be near my loved one.
Happy Halloween, Mr. Conklin! Look, it's me!
Denton, when did you... How did you... What's this?
It's just my coat coming over. Get back to the closet.
It's me, Mr. Conklin. I'm a skeleton, see?
Look at me, Mr. Conklin. I'm Hopalong Cassidy, and I'll plug the first hombre that makes a move.
Snodgrass!
Oh, stop that! I must control myself.
What's wrong, Mr. Conklin? You don't seem to be enjoying yourself.
Yeah, you act all jumpy and funny. Gosh, Miss Brooks went to a lot of trouble to get this thing organized.
Walter, please.
Oh, Miss Brooks organized it, did she?
Sure, she planned the whole thing.
She deserves every bit of credit.
Well, she's certainly going to get it. Miss Brooks, I want to... Miss Brooks, get your head out of that bucket. This is no time to be ducking for apples.
Who's ducking for apples? I'm trying to drown myself. Well, Mr. Conklin was so glad to find out that the things he thought had been happening to him had been happening to him, that he excused us all and hurried home. Shortly afterwards, I excused Walter and Stretch, which left just Mr. Boynton, the parlor sofa, and me.
Well, here we are, Miss Brooks. You know, with that lamplight shining on your hair, you're absolutely, well...
Yes, Mr. Boynton.
Yoo-hoo! Yoo-hoo, folks!
What's that?
Look, at the window. It's Mrs. Davis with a pumpkin head.
Just what I needed.
Happy Halloween, Connie. Trick or treat.
I've got a trick, Mrs. Davis. Here's 60 cents. Treat yourself to Jolson Sings Again, Again, Again.
Next week, tune into another R. Miss Brooks show brought to you by Luster Cream Shampoo for soft, glamorous, caressable hair and Colgate Dental Cream to clean your breath while you clean your teeth and help stop tooth decay. Our Miss Brooks, starring Eve Arden, is produced by Larry Burns, directed by Al Lewis, with music by Wilbur Hatch.
A Halloween episode of Our Miss Brooks from October 30th, 1949.
Hard to believe that whiny adolescent voice used by Richard Crenna for the role of Walter came from an actor who later had so many memorable film roles as an adult. That same Richard Crenna was tremendous in the 1967 suspense thriller Wait Until Dark, working alongside Steve McQueen in the war theme motion picture The Sand Pebbles, and even later playing Sylvester Stallone's commanding officer in the first three Rambo movies. Crenna also had quality roles in 1981's Body Heat and 1984's The Flamingo Kid. And to think it all began with that whiny voice as Walter. I'm Greg Bell, and up next here on When Radio Was, the comedies continue. It's the Phil Harris and Alice Faye program right after this.
My boss is the smartest and the stubbornest, the fattest and the laziest, the cleverest and the craziest, the most extravagant detective in the world, Nero Wolfe.
Join Rex Stout's reclusive, overweight, orchid-loving super sleuth Nero Wolfe as masterfully portrayed by Sidney Greenstreet in Radio Spirit's exciting 9-CD set, Parties for Death.
Mr. Bowden, it is very easy to murder someone. Avoiding the consequences of such an action is something else again.
His services are much sought after by an array of desperate and distinctive individuals.
How do you do, sir?
I have no time for the social graces, Mr. Wolfe. I'm about to be murdered.
Heard in my house, I have objections.
Archie Goodwin does the legwork for this armchair detective extraordinaire, setting up his brilliant boss to solve the case.
Money, work.
Greatest detective in the world. Only trouble is, he is.
Nero Wolfe. Parties for Death is regularly $35.95. But for a limited time, When Radio Was listeners can get it for only $17.95. That's half off. Plus, get free shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code NERO77.
That's all you're going to give us?
At the moment. However, Inspector, in a very little while, I shall give you the murderer.
Now, how can you beat that? 18 exciting episodes of Danger and Detection for only $17.95. Order Nero Wolfe, Parties for Death, today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248. Use offer code NERO77 to get 50% off and free shipping. Sound good?
Good.
This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
Thousands of charities, from international organizations to local churches, raise money through silent auctions, often featuring gift baskets donated by supporters. They frequently include bottles of wine, beer, or other spirited prizes. But it turns out that in many states, the liquor laws prohibit such baskets, especially in places like churches or community centers that have no liquor license, even if the bottles remain unopened. The legislature in one state, Colorado, is about to repeal that old law and leave charitable fundraisers free to do their best. Many of these legislators have looked through the lens of liberty and realized that fundraising ideas are not the government's business. But many states still require permits and fees for such events. If your state is one of them, it's time for you to act.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Welcome back to When Radio Was and Phil and Alice. This one, though, centers around their oldest daughter. It seems little Alice is going on a date, and as you can imagine, Pops is none too pleased. Alice is voiced by Janine Roos, and this is from October 9th, 1953.
For your enjoyment, here is the Phil Harris Alice Faye Show, transcribed, written by Ed James and Phil Shukin, with Elliot Lewis, Walter Tetley, John Hubbard, Janine Roos, Ann Whitfield, Walter Sharp and his music, and yours truly, Bill Foreman. Tonight's frantic little fantasy is entitled Little Alice's First Date, or I Don't Want to Be a Lonesome Banana, I'll Just Hang Around with the Bunch. And now the stars of the RCA Victor program, Alice Faye and Bill Harris. Phil Harris and Alice Faye are known as Phil Harris and Alice Faye. In private life, however, they are known as Mr. and Mrs. Alice Faye. two daughters, little Alice and little Phyllis. But time doing what time does, they're not quite so little as Phil would like to think. Phil thinks?
Harris, you are divine. You are sublime. You're a sensation. And you are all mine. You're such a doll.
That's you, Phil.
Honey, if it ain't me, how dare I be so handsome?
Oh, sewing something, huh?
No. Just running a needle in and out of Alice's coat to improve the ventilation.
Oh, that really helps, huh?
Every time.
Well, then what's the rush? Why don't you do it tomorrow?
Well, it happens that Alice is going to a dance tonight with a date.
Honey, I got news for you. No baby daughter of mine is going to no dance with no date. Not as long as I got anything to do with it.
And I've got news for you, Mr. Van Winkle. A 14-year-old girl is not a baby.
14? But it seems like only yesterday I was putting her in her playpen.
It was, and she's getting pretty tired of it.
I just can't believe it. In only 14 years, how could she get to be 14 years old?
She doesn't count the way you do. Telling people you're 25.
I don't tell people I'm 25. I tell them that Alice is 14 and I was a father at 11. And they figure the rest out for themselves.
Well, you can't be a juvenile all your life. Even Mickey Rooney grew up.
Yeah, but not all the way.
Hey, Mom, you know who is ready.
All right, dear.
And here she comes now.
Catfish.
Phil, that's your own daughter.
My own? Hey, that's Alice. Phyllis, pull down all them shades.
What's the matter, Pop?
Some of the guys from the band might be outside and she can't run in them high-heeled shoes. Pull down them shades.
Phil, come
How on. Do you like my strapless evening gown, Dad? Isn't it cool?
Why shouldn't it be? There ain't enough of it to keep it.
That isn't what she means, Pop. She means it's real gone.
Yeah, and if you ask me, it's too far gone. Now put some of it back on.
You don't like the way I look.
Yes, I do, Alice. Honestly, I do. It's just that... Well, I've seen this much of you since you had your first baby picture taken.
She's no different from all the other girls. And this is a coming out party.
She's coming out, all right. Looks like she's getting squeezed out of a tube of toothpaste. And what's more... Wait a minute. Hold it, Clyde.
Now what's the matter?
Her lip. She's bleeding.
Oh, will you stop carrying on? That's lipstick.
Lipstick? My baby daughter is wearing lipstick? Looks like you put it on with a trowel.
Mother, he's here.
And furthermore,
easy,
I'm not...
Father, easy. Let's not get our little brain in a tizzy.
Look, honey,
I'll talk about it later. Be a good boy and let Sniffy in.
Why do I have to... Who?
Sniffy.
Oh, Pop, he's wonderful.
You call him Sniffy?
We won't call him anything if you don't let him in. Now, come on, Phyllis, come on. Let's finish putting the finished touches on Alice, huh?
Oh, Mother, I'm so excited. Oh, he's a doll.
Oh, mush.
Stay tuned for more of Phil Harris and Alice Faye right after this short break. You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toyo stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a running sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
The average adult has issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Kimberly and Michael are getting married. When they made their wedding plans, they chose a donation to a charity rather than receiving gifts. Pals Fund at Haven Humane helps with the adoption fee if you lack the funds to adopt an older companion that desperately needs a home and has lots of love yet to give. Pals Fund honors the memory of my amazing deaf Dalmatian that provided me love and companionship until his passing over 12 years ago. Thanks to all of you who have supported this fund over the years, and a special thanks to Kim and Mike for caring about our furry homeless friends.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
And now back to the Phil Harris and Alice Faye Show on When Radio Was.
Sniffy. Oh, there's a classy name. All right, I'm coming. A date already. First thing you know, I'm going to have gray hair. Or no hair. I'll be a grandfather. Old crawdad.
Hiya, curly old kid.
Who you calling old?
What's the matter? Does something go wrong, Dad?
And don't call me Dad.
Okay.
You got a lot of nerve coming in here making cracks about how old I am. You ain't no spring chicken yourself, Clyde.
Wait a minute. Let's start this thing all over again. Hiya, curly. How's tricks?
Oh, come in and shut the door, will you?
Beautiful night, ain't it? Not that I care one way or the other, but it seemed like a reasonable way to open the conversation.
All right, Ellie, don't open no conversations. I'm full of problems. I got a lot of problems.
Bad, huh?
Oh, it's Alice, my little daughter. She's growing up. First thing you know, she'll get married. She'll be a mother. A grandmother. She'll be older than I am.
What are you talking about, Curly?
Little Alice. She's going out with a guy.
Oh, I see what you mean.
What do you mean you see what I mean? What's wrong with her going out with a guy?
Well, I remember the first time I went out with a girl. And if I was you, I wouldn't let her.
Look, Elliot, you may not know about these things like this, but there are some kids who don't go around peddling hot hubcaps. And there's some young men that respect American womanhood.
How about the first time you went out with a girl, Curly?
I'll kill him.
All right, wait a minute, Curly, hold it. Now, let's figure this thing out. What do you know about this kid? Where's he taking her?
Just to a school dance. The place will be loaded with chaperones.
Uh-huh. How much can a loaded chaperone watch? How old is he?
I don't know.
15? 20? 25?
I'll tell you, I don't know. He's just a kid that...
What do you mean, 25?
He's in the ninth grade with Alice.
When I was 25, I was in the sixth grade.
Yeah, and at the rate you were going, you would have gotten out when you were 50.
See what I mean?
Oh, Elliot, what am I going to do?
About what?
About Alice. I can't let her go out with a man 50 years old.
You know, it's a good thing I showed up, Curly. You got to watch these things. You suppose his wife knows about it?
Whose wife?
The kids.
He's got a wife?
Curly, you don't think you got to be 50 years old without a wife and kids, do you?
The kids got kids?
You know, this gets worse all the time.
Look, Elliot, you gotta help me.
You know me, Curly. My right arm up to there.
Okay, but now we gotta be clever about this.
You bet.
Real clever.
Diabolical.
You know something? We'll be so clever that this guy will never know what happened.
Right.
Now, there's only one other thing I've got to figure out.
What's that, Curl?
How do we do it?
That's a problem. Maybe...
I got it. We'll take him in the garage.
And stuff him inside of a tire.
No. We'll work on it.
With sledgehammers.
No, Elliot, no. We'll question him, that's all. We'll find out all about him.
Hold it, Curly.
What?
There's a guy coming up the front walk.
Let me see.
See?
Yeah. Yeah. That's him, Sniffy.
Pardon me?
That's the guy, Sniffy.
He's a clever devil, ain't he? 50 years old and made up to look like a kid of 15.
Hell. Now, look, Elliot.
Yes?
Go outside and grab him.
Right.
And, Elliot.
Yeah?
I'll meet you in the garage in 2 minutes. I gotta get in the mood.
Right.
The first half of Phil Harris and Alice Faye from October 9th, 1953. We will find out how Elliot and Phil get to know poor Sniffy at the beginning of our next show. I'm Greg Bell, and earlier we had Richard Crenna as high schooler Walter Denton in Our Miss Brooks. And I detailed some of his later film work, including playing Sylvester Stallone's commanding officer in the first 3 Rambo movies. Well, my question this time is about Crenna's television career. In addition to also working on TV's Our Miss Brooks, plus the late 50s, early 60s comedy The Real McCoys, Crenna starred in an early 1980s sitcom featuring Patty Duke as his wife, with Helen Hunt and Anthony Edwards as their teenage children. Can you name it? I will, and then wrap up When Radio Was, right after this.
MusicRewind.com presents A Summer Place, Great Instrumental Hits, a fantastic 3-CD collection of 75 of the most popular instrumental songs by legendary musicians. Enjoy songs like Walk, Don't Run by The Ventures, Sail Along Silvery Moon by the Billy Vaughan Orchestra, So Rare by Jimmy Dorsey and his orchestra, Red River Rock by Johnny and the Hurricanes, and many more. Buy this 75-song compilation now for the low price of $19.98 at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Order now and you'll also receive a special bonus of reduced shipping and handling on your order. Just enter or mention coupon code SUMMER77. Return to Paradise with Percy Faith and Honky Tonk by Bill Doggett by ordering A Summer Place, Great Instrumental Hits at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Remember to enter or mention coupon code SUMMER77 to get reduced shipping and handling. Don't wait. This 3-CD set of 75 timeless instrumental hits can be yours for the amazing low price of $19.98 at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Receive your special bonus of reduced shipping and handling by entering or mentioning coupon code SUMMER77.
Staples knows what you want for your business. You want to save time. You want to save space. You want to save money. You want the HP LaserJet Pro M29W printer from Staples. It prints fast, saving time. It's the smallest in its class, saving space. And now during Staples printing event, the HP M29W is $20 off, saving you money. Save time, save space, save money at Staples.
Ends 10/27/18. Restrictions may apply. See associate or staples.com/printing event for details.
Trade Pros. Ferguson's proud to be a part in what you do, and it's our aim to be the easiest one of your long day on the job. Ferguson.com is designed to help you run your business from the office or from the job site with 24/7 access to your account, an unmatched online inventory, and tools to manage your own. It's never been easier to do business with us, when and wherever you want. And with our Pro Plus customer loyalty program, earn points for purchasing the products you need and redeem them for merchandise, trips, and more. Get started at Ferguson.com.
Welcome back. Before the break, we were talking about Richard Crenna's later television career. In the early 1980s...
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Harris, who had previously created the sitcom Soap and its spinoff, Benson. It Takes Two, though, only lasted a single season. Hey, I'm Greg Bell. Remember to take a little time and visit the website, whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by RadioSpirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.